Andrew and Mike Show from the Deals in the D.com studios. In fact, is Zot's back full time, aren't they?
Yeah, there should be two reads in there.
Live. Oh, isn't that nice?
Still sponsoring the Deals in the D.com studios.
Yeah, they seem pretty busy over there, which is good for them.
Yeah.
And Facebook, brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated, Southeast Michigan's fastest responders to your home or business water extraction drying needs. In addition, helping veterans deal with fire damage, storm damage, mold removal during these new normal times, IRSI is your trusted partner for COVID-19 disinfection treatments in your essentially open business or soon to open business. Call 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. Tell them we sent you, and emergency plumbers. Or if you work in a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan, call for a free COVID-19 disinfection treatment in your workplace or work vehicle. And I got good news. Somebody sent me an email and actually had water in their basement at some ungodly hour, and they called 877-JOB-DONE. Mm-hmm. And they came out there, and they took care of it, and he was so happy. Did a great job. And I guess they came out pretty quickly, too, which... you know, that's important.
And they got the 877 job done.
They did. Hell yeah. Oh, boy. Well, what a weekend. You know, I send stories to myself as I sort of go through them during the weekend. I used to just kind of read stuff, and then I go, I'll just recalibrate on Sunday. But I guess common sense has prevailed.
Yeah.
And I've started sending stories to my text message, texting them to myself. And this weekend, there the stories texted to myself. It just goes on and on and on and on.
I know. I'm not keeping track of attacks anymore on either side from anybody. I just don't. I don't want to read any more stories about it.
I know. I just. Well, first of all, I hate them. I just hate it. I get so mad. I was just on my way down the stairs, and I see this video of a Virginia cop tasing this black guy. It's a white cop, of course, with blonde hair. And then he puts his knee on his back. And the guy says, I can't breathe. And I don't even know what preceded it, honestly. There were three cops surrounding the guy. I don't know if this guy did what he did or if he did anything. Obviously, there was something preceding this. But the cops arrested and he's in custody. So,
what's he charged with?
I'm not sure exactly. I think it has to do with the knee in the back, though. Hmm. Although they were saying that
he tase him in the back?
He was charged with three counts of misdemeanor assault and battery. Huh. Because of the body cam from the other police officer.
Was there any prelude to, do we know why he even wanted to tase him?
If I jump into it, maybe I could find more. Right. But if you see the stories that are written about it, it's more or less about the punishment and not about what happened prior to that. Now, I do know that there was people from an ambulance that were trying to get him onto the ambulance, and he was apparently, not willing to go. So I don't know what happened.
Well, he's done anyway. He's about to lose his job. This woman on Friday night just made my night by she was being detained by a security guy.
Oh, yeah.
This black woman. And she starts singing this song and boogieing while she's got her hands behind her back. Why don't you crank it? It's just...
Why are you detaining me? You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job. Because you are detaining
me.
For nothing. And you're detaining me for nothing. And you about to lose... your job. You ain't even got no job because you're training. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
It sounds like a number one hit tune, all right?
Because you about to.
Well, leave it to the internet to come up with a fantastic remix almost immediately.
The video is so good. Yo, job.
The best part is that he didn't lose his job as the security guard at the strip club.
No, he wasn't doing anything wrong. Oh, he's at a strip club.
Yeah. I called about 500 numbers trying to track him down. This is in North Carolina. Happened back in February. He was a special security detail at Diamond's Gentlemen's Club.
Wait, so it has nothing to do with this? The current?
Of course not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh. That's
I mean,
funny.
I love the song no matter what. I mean, funny. I just love it.
You connected it to the protest.
I did.
I thought it was just totally separate anyway.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, it went viral this weekend, so
yeah,
I mean, obviously,
I understand why.
One would assume.
Yeah. Club was closing, kicking everyone out around 4:15. She was alone and refused to leave. And that's when she, well, actually, the first thing he says, you better leave before you get in trouble. To which she responded, go suck a dick. And then that's when she started her number one hit tune.
Yeah.
Play this at my funeral.
You about to lose your job.
Yeah. And that Virginia,
yeah, so
she could have sung
that. If you go
to
Instagram, she's got her own account, Get This Dance, and it leads to all different types of links. She's selling merch. There's a GoFundMe. The GoFundMe is up to $22,000 so far. There's a goal of $40,000.
Not going to hit your goal. There's no way.
Well, okay, time out. Well, GoFundMe for what exactly?
She didn't get arrested.
She's homeless, and her sister wants to put her in a home, to which I said, why didn't she just stay with her sister?
Is she got mental
illness? I'm not work material.
Does she have a bout of mental illness going
on?
Oh,
well, watching the video, I would say yes, but I'm not a doctor.
So her sister started the GoFundMe and said that she created it basically because she's gone viral now. She's not in custody, but the video is deeper than a song and dance. Her sister is currently homeless and battling with an addiction. And
no, an addiction.
Child.
Is that a reason to get a GoFundMe? Someone's battling an addiction?
No, that's why she's not going to hit it.
And her child is in the care of other family members.
Well,
but all funds are going to go to seeking to give her help and care for the child.
Now I wish I just knew what I knew.
I wonder, is there any real, I mean, do we know?
Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Do we know that this really is her sister and not just someone posing?
No, we don't. No.
GoFundMe does a great job not following up and checking in on who started something.
I don't understand this. You're talking about huge sums of money. Huge sums of money. And GoFundMe, like all the platforms, does no vetting whatsoever.
Nah.
Until someone goes to them and says, hey, this is bullshit. And then they go, oh, well, no money's going to anyone. So why should people be giving money to a GoFundMe?
I don't know.
That is misrepresenting something. I mean,
I don't understand. Whoever is in...
I gotta get me one of those.
Whoever's in charge of GoFundMe, though.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
That's how I feel. They should lose their job.
Yeah.
Total crap.
Well, they get a cut out of everything that completes. So.
Well, yeah, so they don't want to vet people.
Of course not. It's not in their interest.
Could they maybe... I know this is asking too much. Could they vet the GoFundMes for the David Dorn family?
How many are there?
There's three or four. They don't want any of them. They never asked for them. People just put them up. Guy was a 40-year veteran of the St. Louis police, captain, and he was murdered at the pawn shop that was getting looted. And, you know, just a wonderful guy, but... they didn't ask for a GoFundMe, and I kind of got the feeling that, you know, if somebody wanted to give to his favorite charity, that would be one thing, but yeah. We're not asking for money. I think it's just really presumptuous to do.
I'm surprised. Well, like we just said, we know why GoFundMe does it that way.
And they're very scammy, too. I mean, some of these are just total bullshit, like that Michael Avenatti. I bet you we're going to find out. But that Stormy Daniels money, which she bitched about, and then she kind of quieted down about, and then she bitched about again. I got a feeling that money leaked into his personal spending based on his history.
Well, yeah. But
oh, man, what a mess.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Zach Chrysler.
You about to lose your job.
Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com is all fired up because their community, customers, and Zot team are excited to be back at full strength to safely serve all your automotive needs. Their sales and service department continue to be as busy as ever with their new delivery truck. They're excited to deliver your dreams to your driveway. All the Zot dealerships have quickly and safely adapted and trained to ensure they can continue to deliver you the world-class experience you deserve. You know, it's amazing the way all these businesses have quickly come up with all the things they need to sort of make everybody feel a little better. I know my Mesa friends, you know, they're scrambling and doing this and doing that. But Business people are very...
Oh, I should have gotten into the plexiglass business when coronavirus started.
Oh, no.
I was thinking about that the other day when I was at Costco. I'm like, how did they get so much... Where do they find the time to make these signs? Where do they find all that plexiglass to put up throughout all of Costco?
You know what business would be great right now is being a law firm that investigates.
Oh, yeah. Civil rights or cops?
Well, you know, for example,
I was thinking people that put big windows in the buildings.
No, I agree. That's a great business, too. The other one is making unconscious bias videos and making those classes and all that. There's got to be so much money. But I think those people are already, they're busy as hell because I get email complaining about those classes.
I got to say the biggest growth business has got to be in whatever Hannah B. hired to teach her not to use the
N-word. Education?
Yeah.
And someone else, who else?
There was like four times
Jimmy Fallon,
up.
I think. Yeah, there's a lot of work getting done. It's great. During Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Drive Forward event, feel free to go online to enjoy their enhanced online shopping experience and check out their unprecedented deals like a new 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. If Jeeps are what you dig, how about digging out a 2020 loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month? Then there's always the new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And, of course, the Wrangler. Right now, get Zot's employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now.
That's my dream truck, man. It's just, that's why I like.
Speaking of right now, you have to hurry because, as you know, the shutdown has inventory drying up quickly. People are busy. That means your best selection is today. So get the party started at dealsinthed.com. And you can see all the options at dealsinthed.com. I tell you.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps?
They are busy, and it got me saying, if Jim Bentley, if he doesn't get his sales up, I don't think I could hear somebody.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
You got to get it going, man. I'd hate to see
you
her.
You about to lose your job.
I don't want to see them outside his house or her.
Wouldn't that be great if
HR... She should be in Cameo, by the way. That's how she should raise money.
Oh, yeah, she could. I was going to say she should just be an HR rep. And just constantly just tell people.
You about to lose your job.
I just actually would be good for an HR department to hire her and just send her to people's offices or wherever they're at.
Or make personalized videos for people. It was just so
funny. Cameo's killing it now, man. She's missing out.
She's just the way she's boogieing and she's making the song up as she goes along.
Well, we didn't even.
So stupid.
I was going to say, we didn't even play the video for people on Facebook Live, but not the most attractive woman, not the most physically fit. I would say shouldn't be wearing a bare midriff shirt.
Well, that's.
That's just my opinion.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
But the security guy that's detaining her, it's funny because he's trying not to laugh, and he's turning his head and smiling. Can't help it. She's so cute.
Oh, man.
So, anyway, I mentioned I was sending myself stuff just all weekend long. I was like, oh, my God, I got to remember this. Just to the point of being out of control. And as far as trying to go off the board for stuff, it's virtually impossible. There is nothing going on.
I have two.
Two?
For some time today.
Off the board?
The long version of Jeff Bezos versus Michael Sanchez.
Yes.
Not my circus, not my clowns guy.
Uh-huh.
And more information on Leah Michelle Gate.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we can just go down that path now because...
although that was born out of the protests.
Leah Michelle, correct. True.
Yeah, but it had really nothing.
Oh, there's all kinds of canceling stuff to talk about. Yeah, the Bezos thing, this guy, okay, I was reading this whole story this morning. Her brother, is it Michael Sanchez?
Yes.
Yeah, that I've been protecting her 100% since the day she was born. I've had her back, and I've taken the fall for Lauren so many times, but not this time!
Oh, really? Well, because you know what that means.
You about to lose your job.
I think he already lost his job. Oh. His job was being her publicist and her media.
Yeah.
Her media kind of, what is it?
No one knows.
Some
PR,
stupid job. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so in other words, if his sister doesn't have this great career, he's a nobody. Yes. He has nothing. It's not like I started with Lauren and now I've got all these other clients. I work for George Clooney. No, you got nothing. I mean, she's kind of a zero, too.
And the battle is really over because there's a lawsuit and then a countersuit over whether or not he took the nude photos of Bezos and sent them to the National Enquirer.
They should have done a search warrant so long ago because we know his house is full of nude photos.
Oh, my God. They're framed, I'm sure. There's probably one over his fireplace.
Yeah. In fact, I heard, you know, the thing that everybody gets so upset about, Bezos and Lauren. I hear that's the last time Michael Sanchez was in the same room with Lauren.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that this whole Enquirer thing started right after that little
It's the last time he blew up then. He hasn't blown a load in ages. I like this part. So this is from the Daily Mail, or the Sunday Daily Mail that did this big story on it. But they're talking about Bezos' transformation.
Oh, God. I got so pissed reading that.
Really? I couldn't stop laughing.
They made it sound like he's so hot.
Did you see the photos that were attached to it? He's trying to look like a supervillain. I'm telling you. This,
I don't know if there he is.
He thinks he's like the white Michael Jordan now. I've got abs. Yeah. I've got shoulder muscles. Well, I've got everything.
His wispy strands of hair had been shaved and buffed to a glossy bronze sheen.
Whatever.
Hours with a personal trainer have left him with bulging biceps and a six-pack. And his blood boy. I mean, he's got the blood boy. Yeah. Don't forget. Gone is the geek uniform of trainers and baggy chinos, replaced with a slick designer wardrobe and Gucci loafers.
Yes, sir.
Which is why we haven't seen him in a vest for so long, because that's all he ever wore.
I have to ask. Maybe the ladies will help me. Okay, I know he's the richest man in the world. That makes him 2 points more attractive. I mean,
you like what you see, huh?
in terms of
like 8.
1 to 10, I mean, obviously, a lot of money makes a guy more attractive. It just does. But if you look at his face and his head, it seems like, I don't know, I just can't believe anyone thinks he's hot.
Well, he's got a little lazy eye, too.
Yeah, but he's just squirrely looking as it is.
Maybe they have to...
Wow, is he handsome? He sure thinks so.
Maybe they have to fuck face him, like in The Wrong Missy. Do you remember that term in The Wrong... I started watching The Wrong Missy again.
The Wrong Missy? Wait,
yeah, the David Spade movie on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
But remember when she meets his fiance and she's like, oh, it's okay, you can fuck face me. He's like, what is that? And she's like, when you picture someone else's face. Yeah. So maybe
alert.
Maybe they just do that with Bezos.
I don't know. I just cannot believe... You know, we talk about Larry King huffing and puffing on top of somebody. Oh. I cannot imagine that any woman wants... A red face, Jeff Bezos, huffing and puffing on top of him. I just can't believe
Gross.
It. I don't believe it. But if you think he's hot, please let me know. And I won't use your name. There's a lot of names that are being requested to not be used. One more.
So here's. Do you want to hear more from this or no? Do you want to read it?
No. I got the idea that
Great lines in here.
The thing about this Michael Sanchez is. He acknowledges, because he has no choice, he was bargaining with the National Enquirer. He was negotiating with them because he said
he wanted to change the narrative.
He wanted the money.
I thought he said, well, once the FBI and Amazon's own investigators cleared me of ever possessing the pictures used to blackmail Jeff, I thought I'd get at least a private apology at a minimum. But Jeff and Lauren haven't looked back. I've been thrown under the bus. Sadly, it's likely the next time I see them, we'll be in court.
Oh, my God. What? What a zero.
He wants a front page apology in the Washington Post, which Bezos owns.
That is so not happening. First of all, does he really think...
If anything, Bezos should put that on the front of the page of the Washington Post.
I am not sorry.
That's so not happening. I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
He was paid by the Enquirer, wasn't he? I mean, isn't it... It's not just that he was offered money. Yeah. He was paid money. I think he admitted that at one point.
His argument is, I never gave the nude photos up. And their argument is, we don't care about the nude photos.
Yeah, it's all the other shit, you asshole. He spilled the beans on the affair. That was what was worth so much money. And he was the final contact, the final verification. He also had somebody's text messages, too, didn't he?
He's lost his reputation, his business,
It was with his sister. He didn't have a business.
He's also lost his sister over this whole debacle. Michael always did what was best for Lauren, but he feels totally betrayed. He's determined to have his day in court, and it's not going to be pretty for the richest man in the world. Michael will air everyone's dirty laundry. Bring it on! That's a quote from a source.
Bring it.
It's funny. Sanchez saying that, no, I didn't give him the nude photos. He keeps all of his sister's nude photos for himself.
But the reason he's so upset is he has no new nude photos coming. No more nude photos ever of Lauren. He has to live with all the old ones, which are probably better anyway.
He probably didn't give... the nude photos that Bezos and Lauren traded. He probably gave him the nude photos that he took of the two.
Who the possibly. Hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
He's definitely looking for some squirrely way out. Why does he think he's going to beat Bezos in court? Bezos is going to crush him. Are you kidding? That'll be the biggest dream team ever.
I don't know. Well, when Bezos is in a room with stars, he's so happy. He's like the nerd who's finally hit the jackpot and been invited to the party with the beautiful people.
That made
he
me
has
laugh.
The money, and Lauren has the connections. She was a minor celebrity in her own right as a D-list presenter in L.A.
She was... Oh, stop acting like she was something she wasn't.
For Lauren, the attraction wasn't money.
Yeah, right.
She was already wealthy. It was power. And for you know, Jeff, she represented an entree into the world of glamour and show business. He could have done better for an entree into glamour and show business than Lauren Sanchez.
I have to say that maybe Lauren is not so hot that he has to worry about losing her all the time. Although she does jump.
Oh, come
on. She jumps wieners all the time.
Old bag with old bag titties.
Well, I mean, if he goes after Emily Ratajkowski, for example, I mean, it's so obvious what's going on there.
Yeah.
But Lauren is a dick jumper.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah, she, big time. Tony Gonzalez was her biggest conquest.
I don't know. I think that might have something to do with it. But isn't she an older Meghan Markle? Because honestly, we never talked about her. Nobody ever cared what she had to say, anything. No and now all of a sudden, she's front page news.
No one even knew who she was.
Except Meghan Markle's worse because Meghan Markle thinks now that we need to, you know, nothing can happen until she's spoken on the matter, which is just driving
me
crazy.
Did you see the new story about Markle today?
I did, and I think I ignored it.
From Marie Claire, whatever. I don't know. I have it around here somewhere. But it's her and Harry are learning about Black Lives Matter before they comment on the protests. It's like, what the fuck?
They're being educated.
What do you have to be educated on? What do you have to know?
They have to. Well, you know what? They're going to act like they're experts. Once everything, just like mental illness and Megan for the Oprah special. Megan's now an expert on Black Lives Matter.
And I got a
she's done her homework.
I got a feeling he's on his best behavior in those meetings as his mind is just wandering. Don't you just see her shooting glances at him like, you're paying attention?
What happened to his life? This is a guy who, was out there, could bang anyone, had hot girlfriends always.
She must do something that they didn't.
Yeah, but I
guess it's just
he's past it by now.
I guess it's the romance of Botswana. Isn't that where they had their bing?
Yes. I don't know.
Botswana. Did you maybe
he truly loves her. That's so hard for me to believe, but I guess he could.
Before we totally let Michael Sanchez go, did you read the proposal that he drew up and how to handle the romance between Jeff and Lauren when he was still working for him?
No, I remember him saying that, it's like flying a 737. You got to bring it in now.
That's part of it. But it begins with the advice, breathe. Before going on to say, lock down social media, speak to immediate family ASAP.
Well, that's powerful. Nobody would think of that.
There was more, too.
He's such an expert. He must have a lot of clients.
You need to control the narrative and present the relationship as a great love story, not a tawdry affair. Well, you kind of blew that one out of the water there, Michael.
Well, it's no longer a great love story when your brother has nude pictures of everybody.
This guy's such a turd. I guess that's most of it. What a dork.
Death Wish Coffee, the world's strongest coffee, is a serious brew that'll punch you in the face. With double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee, cold brew fan, Death Wish Coffee backs 300 milligrams of caffeine if you're up for it. You can get this badassery all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores. If you like to shop online, just remember deathwishcoffee.com/drew. And then use the promo code DREW15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire order. Death Wish Coffee, high-octane fuel for the human machine. And, yeah, it is kicking ass all over Detroit. And I see they've got some ads now running on Facebook. I mean, our audience has been providing them ads, to be honest.
Yeah.
Deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. DREW15 at checkout, save 15%. Or yell at the clerk if you're going to Kroger or Meyer or wherever to find your Death Wish Coffee. From the weekend, the things that really leaped out at me were two things right off the bat. One was this defunding the police, which is becoming a real big buzz phrase. And the other one was...
It's bad marketing.
You know, I just think it's too much. It's not right. You know, just relax. Just get some things done with the actual police. I think the chokeholds and the knee in the back or the knee in the neck. I mean, if you get specific about stuff in arrests, I think that's good. I think there's a lot of... Certainly, the point has been made that people are angry about the police. I'm not sure it's just the police, but as far as the police themselves, I think this point, after, is it 11 days of protesting? I think it's 11.
About, yeah.
You know, I have to say this. Anybody who gets out and protests for 11 consecutive days, I have to believe you're passionate. I believe that they feel very strongly and they're very determined. So, you know, I think there's... Something has to break through with police. And when you say systematic, you know, that's a really complicated word. But I just feel like this would be hard. It would be hard to take your eye off the ball right now. But then you see cops doing dumb shit stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's, however, you know, when you think about New York City has 38,000 cops. Think of all the big cities, all the big city cops. They're all out there. They're all battling and you get video cameras, telephones, recording on everyone. And so it seems like every day there's a couple things at least that you go, oh, shit. But this has got to be the worst 10-day stretch for police in having to battle constantly. And this curfew thing every night. I feel like, okay, look, either forget the curfew or the protesters should just decide to, you know, let's leave before curfew. Let's not have this confrontation every night. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's got to. I mean, why can't. OK, I know this is asking too much, but why can't communities come together with the protesters and come to some agreement that why don't you extend the curfew to 10 o'clock and we'll get the fuck out?
Don't you think a lot
instead
of them
tear
have?
Gas? And I hope so. I don't. It doesn't. It didn't seem like it for quite a few days.
Oh, no. I mean, when the riots were going on, but then I think a lot of people realized how insane all that was, too. I mean, they've really been very, very peaceful, aside from a few videos we're going to see here and there on social media. I think people, once again, need to stop looking at all of it on social media.
You know what was also running as I was coming down the stairs?
Except for this lady.
Was,
you about to lose your job.
Everyone should look at her.
You about to lose your job.
I love her. As I was coming down the stairs, I saw this video of the Seattle police last night, and people are just chucking shit at them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just got to be. I would just hate to be a cop right now. I'm not trying to act like, oh, the poor police all the time, but just right now, this is just horrible, man. They've been demonized. They've made some horrific mistakes. None of those people that made those mistakes are out there, but. The demonization is, you know, when it comes down to defund the police and take cop shows off TV.
Well, that's just ludicrous. But I think the whole thing.
Well, defund the police. Yeah. It's like, well, what defund the police? You know, to most people, that means take money away from the police.
And that's the problem. They don't realize the separation with, you know, equitable sharing and what has to be spent on. You know,
neither do people saying defund the police.
Well, it should be demilitarized, my guess. To which that point, if they weren't wearing such protective gear, would people dare throw anything at them?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think some people would, sure. I mean, you got lawyers throwing Molotov cocktails at police.
Yeah.
Molotov cocktails.
There's always some.
And giving them to other people to throw them. And bricks. Mm-hmm.
Would they shove that old 75-year-old man down?
The protesters?
Yeah. No,
the protesters
the
wouldn't.
Police if they weren't wearing the.
I think as for that guy, oh God! I mean, I need a drop here. The two cops that were suspended.
Are you talking about? You talking about?
You about to lose your job?
Yeah, the two guys. And that was a division of the Buffalo Police. And this guy, the way I understand it, was apparently he wasn't supposed to be there, but it doesn't matter. They kind of, I think that were they pushing him out of the way and he fell over and he hit his head.
Yeah.
He was returning a helmet to them.
And oh, was he? Is that what he was doing?
Said, Here's your helmet. They grab it and push him and he falls backwards and starts bleeding all over the place.
So the only reason he went over there was to turn a helmet?
Well, I don't know what he was saying, but he has a helmet clearly in his hand when he's walking up to them. He hands it over and then he gets pushed.
Well, to be honest, you know, I saw this whole thing and he looks like a frail 75-year-old guy. And, you know, he kind of tipped over. I mean, to say that he fell of his own volition is not fair. To say that they shoved him, I don't think that's – did they really shove him? I mean, when I think shove, I think, you know, two hands to the chest.
It looked like the guy from behind pushed the other guy into him, kind of like a punt returner guiding his blockers.
Yeah, that's a good explanation.
Thank you. It's a little ludicrous. But
regardless of how hard he was shoved or how hard he wasn't shoved or, you know, if any of it was his fault, which I don't even care – he's on the ground bleeding, and all these guys just walk right by him. How can anybody understand that? That just and these that particular group of cops. What are they called? They're not just regular police.
Riot patrol or something.
Okay. You know, the only thing I could think of was I hope this is because they're part of this group, and they're. I mean, it still doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know how you could possibly rationalize. Just walking by an old guy who just got knocked over because you're moving forward, whether, you know, you don't want to be blamed because I think at first they said he did fall of his own volition. And then eventually they said, oh, he saw another camera angle.
I don't think the optics are very good.
No, it looks like shit. And I don't even know when anyone rendered him aid because I saw so many people walk by him and then the video ended.
No, they did pretty much right away. The first wave of cops, the ones that pushed him, they continued on to stop people that were kind of off screen, and then a few people behind within I'd say 20 seconds they were surrounding him and calling for an ambulance.
20 seconds? I mean, I just would think as soon as that guy hit his head,
well, especially as much as he bled, which
fucking horrible. And you know, I knew I was hoping, I'm like, I hope there's something about this I don't know. There's people approaching, there's some danger, but you know, honestly, again, this curfew thing just seemed like it's just designed for trouble every night.
Well, the feeling is, though, if you don't have the curfew, then you're designing more trouble because people will be out late and it's harder to police when it's dark out.
I get that, but why can't the protesters leave at curfew? Why does there have to be a fight every time?
No, I agree with that. I don't know why they don't either.
You know, I would think they would come together and they would arrive at some kind of a. And God damn it, if people don't start trying to find their areas of agreement instead of just facing off all the time, I mean, this is just getting so bad. There's so many examples of it too. I'm just so tired of it because it just shouldn't be this hard. But you know, this was, you know, when you disagree with people doing stuff, like I hate this whole cancel thing, and the way people just get pounced on. It's I always feel like, you know, can't you just quietly talk about this? Or maybe Lea Michele was such a cunt that you know that's okay. I don't know because I didn't
sure
work with her.
Like, sure sounds
it does.
Like
it does. And at times like that, I go, well, that's kind of nice. But these other, you know, this one I don't like, this one. And honestly, I didn't like what happened to the mayor of Minnesota, Jacob Fry.
Yeah.
But I don't like him. So it seemed kind of funny to me because I just.
Oh, so two wrongs make a right?
No, they really don't. But this woman asks him, there's this giant protest in Minneapolis. And this woman asks him, tell me, yes or no, will you defund the police? Now, how could you possibly answer yes to that?
Well, I mean, because you just know what you want the answer to be. Yeah, just, well, yeah, sure. No, I'll do that. I'll get right on that.
No, then you're stuck. Then you're stuck, and you better fucking defund the police, asshole.
Deal with that after the election.
So, yeah, they then.
And then when you don't deal with it after the election.
You about to lose your job.
They chant the guy out of the protest. And he does the walk of shame. Did you guys see it?
Yeah. I saw it, yeah.
That was unbelievable. I mean, have you ever seen a public official rejected like that before? I've never seen that.
Yeah. Besides the idea, like, I thought he just should have lied and said, sure, whatever you guys want at that moment.
I wouldn't lie, because then you're stuck with it.
But either way, he's going to forget. I mean, his goal is to be elected again. But my other thought was, that lady better run for mayor, and she should do it. Because it's really easy to demand that kind of thing.
Why does he have to answer
until you're the one in charge?
Why does he have to answer some random person who says to answer a yes or no question immediately that is not really a yes or no question at all? And in fact, I don't even... Does she know what the fuck she's talking about? I'd like to hear what her plan is.
That's what I mean. That's why I want her to be the mayor now.
Okay.
Actually, I just thought of a great answer. What he really should have done when they asked, he should have just said...
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
And then just disappear. And then if they keep at him, he should just go.
No, I'm still sleeping.
I think the lady was chanting something after he didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
You about to lose your job.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
You about to lose your job.
That's really how that conversation went.
Can you guys play the audio of him being chanted off? Because I don't remember what they were chanting, but it was like, oh, my God.
Goodbye, Jacob, wasn't it? Because his name's Jacob. Yeah.
Can you play
it? By the way, Facebook Live wants you to know that Minnesota does not have a mayor. It's Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis. Sorry.
How dare you make such a mistake?
You know, I think I got that messed up for a long time because the Minnesota Twins, I just assumed they played the city of Minnesota, and I know better. But.
Yeah, they're not the Minneapolis Vikings.
No.
They're with the Indiana Pacers.
Jacob Fry, we have a yes or no question for you. Yes or no, will you commit to defunding Minneapolis Police Department?
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I...
We don't want no more police. No Is more. That clear? We don't want people with guns toting around in our community, shooting us down. You have an answer? It is a yes or a no. It is a yes or a no. Will you defund Minneapolis Police Department? All right, be quiet, y'all. Be quiet, because it's important that we actually...
He's already said no.
You should just say...
It's important that we hear this, because if y'all don't know, he's up for re-election next year.
You hear her in the? She's in the crowd.
You about to
louder?
The answer.
Say it louder. Say it louder. I do not support the full abolition of the police.
Why? Are you crazy? This is so insane. It's a setup.
I'm telling you, his best answer just would have been.
Okay.
You're not gonna win the. You're not gonna win the.
This guy is so.
Shame.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
Shame. Shame.
But you know what?
Shame.
You know, he's trying to jump on the bandwagon. He's at the front of the march. Like, I'm with you all the way.
I was just about to play. His answer should have been.
Oh, yeah, I'm behind you all the way. But, I'm sure whatever you're thinking is correct.
It's kind of weird right now. The protesters.
Hey, I wish I'd thought of that.
Protesters sort of have people by the short hairs right now.
And
I couldn't agree with you more completely.
That's not really a way to treat the mayor of a major city. You don't just tell him to fuck off because he won't disband the police.
You think part of that's because he's like 32 years old?
Abolish the police department?
No, it's ludicrous. Ludicrous.
Come on. Yeah. There's a lot of people that want it. You know, it's sort of like abolish ICE. Remember when people, I want to abolish ICE. Abolish ICE.
Bill on Facebook, Bill Cox says, rumor has it that he had to go first anyway. when he was leaving the mayor. That's great.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Well, on the Taking Cop Shows
How
off.
How do you do it?
When it comes to Taking Cop Shows off TV, I want people to know, I own three seasons of Cops.
They're going to take them away from you.
And now
they're going to repo them.
While you're doing a double take, yes, I own three seasons of Cops. And I will have an estate one day.
You about to lose your
Cops.
And people will be fighting to kiss my ass to get those three seasons of Cops when there's no such show on TV. I'm going to buy the rest of the seasons now.
You should have
the whole collection.
You should have real viewing parties now. So no one will be able to see them.
Oh, God, I saw a great one
now,
the other
day. Now, wait, Cops isn't pulled off permanently, are they?
And Live PD, right?
Live PD just wasn't on this weekend.
Live PD and Cops were both off this weekend.
Okay, so they'll be back. Right?
I think so.
I'm sure.
They're not going anywhere.
By the way, as a lifetime Cops viewer, probably, I think I've got to be the most prolific Cops viewer of all time. Mm-hmm. If I can't think of a better word than prolific, I'm going to use prolific. I have to tell you, the episodes from the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, the original ones.
Policing is a lot different than it was. And I'm not trying to say I'm a know-it-all. I am a Cops know-it-all. But they used to be a lot more aggressive.
You should see the episode from the 60s.
It didn't exist in the 60s.
No, I know, but Cops used to be more aggressive then.
Well, the stress guys in Detroit.
The what?
The stress cops, the stress units.
Oh, the Coleman Youngs.
They were badass. Yeah. Yeah, and they were Coleman Youngs police. I mean, anyway, watching the older episodes, you really see how they will, what's that, pig tie or...
Hogtie.
When they hogtie people.
Oh, yeah.
I see them doing it when they arrest people. They just arrest people and hogtie them because they're so squirmy.
Wow.
It's pretty rough. But, you know, when you first watch it, you know, probably in the 80s or 90s or whenever I first saw it, it just seemed like, you know, that's the way it is. You're breaking the law. You're trying to get away, whatever it is. And, you know, now nobody wants it to be that way. It's just like when they used to chase people all the time. Because those chases on Cops, oh, my God, they chase people forever.
So, I mean, there's always been a backlash about that show because it's showing the worst criminals. And then there's been a backlash about police chases because people love watching them. And
I never
there's always been this backlash. However, I don't hear any of the backlash about all the social media videos, which I think do way more harm. Either Cops on the wrong side or Cops on the right side. I just feel like it does the similar amount of damage, but it's not as slickly produced, so nobody cares.
There's no perspective at all. The Cops, I don't think they show the worst people. I mean, they're usually, you know, a domestic thing where somebody got slapped can be incredibly entertaining to Cops viewers.
How many of the people that the Cops are pulling over going to the house of, you're like, that seems like a pretty good guy? It's a very small percentage.
I mean, they're not doing the show to show you people that are being pulled over for obeying the law.
I'm just telling you what the criticism has been. I don't necessarily agree with it.
I think
you're smart enough and I'm smart enough to know that this is like a
TV show.
Yeah, the worst case scenario that a cop would have to face.
I got to tell you, I didn't even know people criticized the show Cops. I honestly, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
What's the criticism? Bad boys,
what you gonna do? I remember that from college. That was actually part of the course. Just because you're exploiting these people, you know, at their worst moment, you're exploiting poor people or drug addicts.
I think they have to agree to be on, though. They can't just put them on without their.
What if they're in public?
Yeah, they have to sign off.
I think they
sign. Otherwise,
something.
They'd get, you know, the face blurred out.
I think they get a better deal sometimes.
Even if they're convicted and they're done in public.
I don't know
that much about it, but I'll look it up. Because I am a prolific Cops viewer and something I should know.
I'm just saying that's been a complaint about it. But they're only off for a week or two.
I got to see if I can find this one video. They had it. There's two stoners. Let's see. Wait. Stoners.
Are they going to get rid of all the law and orders and all the...
yeah, that's what they want. They want those gone. And I got to tell you, how are they going to get rid of law and order? There might be a riot about on that.
Well, I feel bad for Count David Wimp. Doesn't he like all those? Well, that's NCIS. Do you have to get rid of NCIS?
Yes.
And Bull?
Yeah, they all have to go. CSI, everything goes.
I like NCIS with Gibbs.
Okay, I'm sending you a cops. Who wants it, Brandon or Mark?
Either or. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Are you texting it or are you emailing it?
She want to text? Text it or
I'll
email?
Probably get it fastest if you text it.
Okay, that's what I was going to do. Okay, I'm texting it. It's
Brandon's
it's
one of those
two stoner
weird
dudes.
Android people.
This is Stoners Get Robbed is what it's called.
Hmm.
Did you get? Yeah, you got it. This is one of the best cops. It's so silly. And by the way, this is a replay. On the original one, the guy starts talking about he's a musician, and he sings a song. He actually like sings a verse of a song, and he goes like, "Hey, that's pretty good, man." And they clip it out on the replay because of copyright, I think.
What song was it?
I don't remember. It wow. wasn't a song I'd ever heard. It was really strange.
Okay, well, here we go.
But this guy is so funny, and his friend there is...
Okay, what we have is came across as a burglar of a residence.
There's a great drop in here when he tells his friend that was a brilliant synopsis. He's being sarcastic. Because the guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's really high. He's also something like, "Whoever violated my property, touched that!" Some great drops.
Both these guys are trash.
Okay.
Somebody came in here at some point in time and...
Somebody's doing something and not telling somebody about it.
This place is a dump.
Is that Officer Joe Millionaire?
Yeah. Well, we haven't found out if anything.
Okay, those are missing from other burglaries. And y'all chose not to report, correct?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So why do you keep getting burglarized?
What a dump!
Look how intense this guy is.
What I'm curious about is why they're doing it. Because, see, they didn't take anything this time.
Why do you think you keep getting burglarized three times? Most people don't get burglarized by once.
I try to be a good man. What happened was this guy ripped open my, I tried to help this black dude out.
They all live in here?
Okay.
Tried to help this guy out.
So that's who you think probably did it?
I think it's him.
Did you say black dude?
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, the outside of my electrical system is missing. He ripped off.
That wasn't good enough.
Okay. The outside of
this guy's so high.
One great thing about stoners is they can really surmise a story very quickly and simply.
Don't they look like surfers?
Third grade.
They don't ramble at all.
Don't they look like surfers?
Yeah, a little bit. I think so.
It picks up a little bit. These guys are so totally high, and I love when they bring his buddy in because he doesn't like it. He doesn't like losing the narrative.
Where's your bedroom at?
Anyways, they slashed my house.
Who's they? Who's they?
Watch out for that one over there.
Watch out for what? The magazines?
Well,
they didn't take your magazines.
It's a pastor's pad.
So tell me the reason why they broke into your house.
I don't...
Well, you said
I'm
you
supposed to be able to answer them?
You helped some guy out. You said you started saying
yeah,
you
I helped... trying to help some guy out. Yeah.
What'd you do to help him?
I said, "Hey, man, come live with us and be
right.
free. And we'll, as long as you're cool with us, we'll be cool with you." And
what's wrong with that?
Be free.
This is not cool. I can tell you that. This is uncool.
Right. I had an Optima Canon. I had a passport.
Did he see, has he ever seen your camera?
Well, I found him here.
I really admire his decorating choice. He's got purple walls. Is this not the sign of a stoner?
Oh, yeah. No.
Christmas lights that go around every picture.
He's not that young either. You'd think he was 22, by the way, he's decorated.
I feel like he's got a tapestry on the wall behind us that we can't see hanging up.
In my room, in my bed.
Sleeping in your bed?
Yeah.
That's
he was like, in my bed. I said, "Man, what's going on? Why are you...
what?"
Hanging out in my bed, I told you could stay, but at the same time,
it's crossing a line, isn't it, when somebody sleeps in your bed?
Crossing a line over here. And
that's right.
I said, "Why is my speakers?"
I believe he has a dream catcher hanging on the wall, too. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Because I'm a singer.
Well, hopefully we can find out who did this. It sounds like you may have an idea who.
Scout I already answered that.
There you go. So that's a lead for us,
man,
and we'll definitely...
Hey, Put some dust prints.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get that guy's name. What's his name?
Well, Ed.
Check this out.
Ed.
Ed might know.
That's so clueless.
Ed
has no idea.
Yes, what was Jay, the first Jay? What was his name?
Jay, wasn't it?
Jay.
Jay.
All right.
Smart enough, you know. No, Jay, does Jay have any nicknames, last names, something you can tell me about Jay?
African American, about this tall, 160.
Okay.
Gave it to him.
He's a thin man, black male. And he likes
smile on this guy.
Pot. Smokes a whole lot of pot.
Yep.
All right.
Smoked a whole lot of pot.
Smokes a lot of pot.
We'll find him.
Okay, well, I want you to tell me why this guy would break in your house, Jay.
It's not my house.
Okay, well, why do you think he broke into this house?
It's not my house.
He was mad.
The guy also has a miniature Venus de Milo sitting there right down the, because he's into art or pussy.
We didn't smoke enough drugs with him. Maybe he wants some money. I don't know. I really don't.
Listen. That's a really incredible synopsis. I would say, man.
Oh my God! Look at the floor.
Whoever did this.
I want that brilliant synopsis drop.
This is the main. This is the main one.
Okay.
That I said earlier, right? Whoever betrayed my own home, touch that. Right there.
How long have you been friends?
Whoever betrayed my home, touch that.
I was actually about. Somehow.
What the hell are you talking about?
They were dusting it for prints, though.
Yeah,
so
they were.
Good.
They were. Street. Mm-hmm. Since then.
In the meantime, can they start picking up their kitchen? Jeez. See?
I know.
Now that's
Ed is so high.
No, I like that. I like that.
Can you shut up?
Uh-oh, lover's quarrel.
Shut up.
Well, guys, we got some fingerprints.
It's like a young version of Ray and Pete.
Find out who put their hands.
By the way, I just noticed something else.
Shut up.
Let me back this up. Look at this part of their kitchen. Are they missing their refrigerator?
Yes.
Because it's not in the cubby there.
I don't know why it isn't there. Maybe Jay took it.
Which Jay? J1 or
J2? Jay that came there to live free.
Yeah, the first Jay.
To be free.
I have a feeling that refrigerator is just plugged in another room.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Or they just have a little mini one.
Just freestanding.
That to the lab, and hopefully we'll be able to find out who put their hands all over
these guys.
My advice to you is we're going to go write up a report. We'll turn in the fingerprints. My advice to you is to pick better company to hang out with. Obviously, you know what I'm saying? Where's your alarm system at? You got an alarm system?
Yeah, it's right over here.
Yeah,
all right.
Officer has to step around
all
the crap.
If this guy Jay comes around, see what kind of information, see if he has a vehicle, get that license plate, because usually your gut instinct is right, and you're telling me that you believe this guy Jay did it, you're giving me limited information, okay?
Just hear me out. I can't give you more information.
I understand. Just hear me out for a second, okay? Limited information.
Oh, yeah,
give
good
me some
luck
more.
With that.
This case is going to some detectives, though.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
And they'll contact you, but the most important thing is Jay. We need Jay, his last name. We need where Jay lives. Hey, if you know where it's at, drive by. I'll direct on the address.
Try to find out.
No, I'm serious. I'm going to try.
I can't figure it out myself. You're all there. Bothering me.
All right.
These people are violating my space continuously, and I can't get
it's
enough protection even with an alarm system.
Sure. Okay.
So
use this alarm if you give that code out. Change your code.
Why does
Monday
anyone
morning,
want
to rob
that place? There's nothing.
Okay. I'll do
gentlemen,
that.
Gentlemen, good luck
like
to
you. Said, they took
thank
the fridge.
You for coming here.
Okay.
There's nothing but shit in that place. Nothing. I mean, it's absolutely the biggest shit house I've ever seen. Nothing.
I'm going to get a little high.
They have a lot of pot, though.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so high right now.
What can you tell me about him?
I have no idea what's going on.
What can you tell me about him, Ed? Well, he smokes a lot of pot. Maybe he's mad because we didn't do more drugs with him. I think those cops knew they were onto some good cops material there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Zot Ford and DealsNewD.com is fired up because their community customers and Zot team are excited to be back at full strength and safely serve all of your automotive needs. Their sales and service continue to be busy as ever with Zot's new delivery truck. They're excited to deliver your dreams to your driveway. Plus, Zot Ford's showroom is open and full of safe social distancing, as well as the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. Feel free to go online to enjoy their enhanced online shopping experience and check out their deals. Like a 2020 Fusion, as low as $115 a month. Boy, they're bringing out the deals, aren't they?
Yeah, and you know what's coming out soon, too, Ford. At some time this month, unless they already did it, but the Bronco, they're revealing the details
yes.
of the new Bronco, which looks really cool.
2020 Fusion, $115. How about America's number one truck? A new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4, as low as $125 a month. And then the all-new 2020 Ford Explorer, as little as $198 a month. Finally, if you prefer to own your own, your next new vehicle, Zot Ford has over $10,000 in rebates
Whoa.
On tons of inventory. Speaking of inventory, you have to hurry because, as you know, the shutdown is inventory drying up quickly. That means the best selection is now. So get the party started at dealsinthed.com.
Yeah, Bronco is going to be revealed in July 2021 is when you get the first new one. It's going to have removable doors and a roof.
Well, I hope
it looks pretty cool.
All of you take it up with Jim Bentley because he's, I think his job status.
It's a little dicey right now.
What about to lose your job?
I hope not.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Oh, she speeds it up there. That was
she
great.
She really should have gone. She should have just gone in and recorded a song. It would have been a huge hit.
Well, there's many mixes online. I found there's like five different songs online, and I found two of them that I thought were pretty good.
Well, the one Brandon played was great.
Yeah, it was good. No, and the video's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, the video's really good because it's got all these different people. It's got Elmo and Bugs Bunny and all these different people dancing, and it just looks so funny.
Mm. Anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
No, nothing. I mean, come on. Everything's coronavirus and riot protests and that lady.
Yeah. I tell you, it's really frustrating because I saw a crummy review we got.
Oh, great.
I mean, who cares? Whatever. But then I see comments here and there and, you know, maybe on Facebook or just, you know, people that complain. And I've always felt this way. If nobody's complaining about the show, then you're not doing anything. You're just going right through people. So it's not really that people are complaining, but this comment, the show is so political. I would never, ever want to do a fully political show. Then I had somebody tell
me. Brandon has produced one, and it ruined politics for him.
It completely ruined it for me. I went into that job enjoying politics and the discussion of politics, and I hated it within 3 weeks, and then after 2 years of doing it, I never wanted to do political radio ever again because you'll never change anybody's mind ever.
Nope.
And everybody is so vile to the other side of their opinion. It's
and you
disgusting.
Can never, if you're talking to a partisan audience, whether it's on the left or the right, and you want to go off the board once in a while,
good luck.
Yeah, you're fucked. So you have a script every day. You're like an advertisement.
Yeah.
I mean, Fox News, CNN, and it's amazing
I don't know how they do it.
I watch CNN for a while, and I watch Fox News. I'm like, wow, this is like two different events going on. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to see a town hall where they took a couple guys from Fox and a couple people from CNN, and I'll pick the people, too. Because I think you could actually, there's a way to get things done. It's just that nobody wants to acknowledge what they agree on, and everyone exaggerates.
You're not allowed to. You have to believe everything 100%.
But when people exaggerate,
I'm talking
like
about the fringes.
Motherfuckers.
I'm talking about the fringes, the 10%, which are the people that watch those shows for the most part. For the most part.
Well, it's, anyways, the other complaint
you,
too, that
talked about how their viewership is not that large. They just said,
no, it's not.
They set the agendas for each side,
which is dumb. You know, it's like, it's like social media becoming all these news stories. That's ridiculous. It's not news because someone called someone out. It is news, but it's really not news.
I don't like it when, you know, Fox can put out a legitimate reported news story, but all people see it through are that evil lens of, you know, that's a Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham place, and vice versa. You have CNN can do some real reporting and put out a story, and that's the home of Don Lemon, you know, where they're just taking these pundits that talk out of their ass and to their base and apply it to actual reporting and journalism. Not saying all of it's great, but still.
Well, you know, we should play because I thought they were amusing, stupid, but amusing. Okay, there's three girls.
Breaking news.
God bless them.
Breaking news. What? Nine members of the Minneapolis City Council, a veto-proof majority, says they're going to start the process of defunding and dismantling the police department.
Well, I'm curious to see what happens.
Better they're the test case than us or anywhere else.
What does that mean? Does that fully mean that there will not be any police at all? So when you're being attacked and you call 911, they say, good luck, and hang up on you? I mean, come on. What does that really mean?
You know what really...
Good question.
What really bothers me about this is it suggests that the police are so bad. They are so bad that even the institution cannot survive in that city because they have so destroyed it. And I agree. The police in Minnesota have done some stupid fucking things. And a couple people have died because of it. And so it looks bad. It looks really bad. But who do people call when they need help in Minnesota? And who are they going to have? Are they going to get Superman or Batman or something? We have a Batman in Michigan.
Minnesota
they could borrow.
Vikings. Yeah, they should call Jonah Stillman. I'm just trying to think of people I know that live there.
When are they going to disband? That's interesting because these people, have careers. Start, they've committed their careers to be policemen, and they've built up a number of years of experience planning on retiring. And is that really fair to the good cops to just say, there's been a few bad cops here, so fuck all of you.
Is that
really fair?
No, I heard a great parallel to that is, the Catholic Church. They have some really, 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 really
nobody's
horrible,
disbanded the Catholic Church.
Exactly. They have terrible priests, but it doesn't mean that they're all bad because, everybody in a group is the same.
And we're talking about child molestation here. And nobody protests at the Catholic Church, do they?
No, but they don't really have. They do. They're not a public entity that has control over stuff. But, there's a lot of problems.
There's a public interest in not having kids molested, and that you could
I understand that. I know, but the public isn't funding them, I think, is the other issue. But
the public is funding them.
The Catholic Church?
Not everyone, but, certain group in the public is.
Yeah, but you have a say as to if your money goes to them and how much your money goes to them.
But they're funded by the people.
No, I know. But so is every business.
I would think the people that go there might protest, to be honest.
The public interest with, say, any church is that they don't pay taxes. You know what's funny? LaDuff, by the way, has a new episode out there.
No Bullshit News Hour.
He had the first guest was a sergeant in the Detroit Police Department. The guy was phenomenal. Everyone should just listen to what he has to say, and very honest and very heartfelt. But his other guest was Trick Trick, a rapper, community organizer. And I've never heard anyone say this, or at least I just haven't heard it. But he started giving shit to a lot of the priests and pastors that collect a lot of money and don't do anything. And he said, it's not that everyone in the city is that way, but there's a lot of people out there where you look at the church that they're in, church is nice, the grounds are lovely, and you look at the neighborhood around and they haven't done shit for them. And I thought that was a really good point from a guy who lives and breathes the city.
I agree. And they also, they wield power.
Yeah. Well, that's why nobody says that. They can do stuff.
Yeah, they can hurt you. They can hurt a politician. That's a great point. That's heavy. I'm curious. Did not listen to that. Oh, boy, because something happened on Friday that was just terrible. But I know. Oh, God, I don't want to think about it. David Hall and Hall Financial care about the community. That's why the team at Hall Financial is working from home around the clock to help people save money by refinancing. And if you haven't done it in the last year, Hall Financial would love to help you. Now's the time to lower your monthly payments, keep some extra money in your pocket in these turbulent times. And by refinancing, they say you can probably skip up to two payments. So why not see if you can save money or cut your term? And a lot of people, you look at that and you go, oh, God, 24 more years in 4 months. maybe you want to go down to what would it cost at 15 and, shave 9 years off. Maybe it costs a few bucks more, but you think it's worth it.
When you have little kids, it's like, oh, my God, they're going to be 30 by the time I'm out of this loan.
I know. Mother bleeper. Yeah. So Hall Financial Services is very fast. They average 19 days. The industry averages 44. So many five-star reviews. Over 1,500. And that's probably outdated. I bet it's 1,700 or 1,600 by now. Call 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial. Or go to our webpage, click the link, and do what smart people have been doing. They've been just calling and finding out and getting really good news in so many cases. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention from Hall Financial, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got a new advertiser today.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what was happening today.
Let me double check and make sure that is supposed to be happening today.
Okay.
I'm almost positive.
No way.
Starting Sunday.
Jeez. 9 members of Minneapolis City Council.
Yeah. Which, I was going
to
say.
Is there any bindingness to this?
I would assume so. I mean, I think it's a 12 council membership, so 9 out of 12, you think that would be enough, but you can't. The mayor can't veto it, which proves he should have just lied to that group.
You're right.
If he would have just said yes, and now it's happening outside of his power anyway.
I'm sure he never dreamed it either.
No, he could have been taking a victory
lap. He must have been a good candidate to win. He must have done something right.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know how many Republican mayors Minneapolis
is that
has.
Really fair to, in the middle of a protest about a very specific thing, to just suddenly basically say, hey, fucker, you going to disband the police? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And then if you give the answer they don't want, just tell you to go home.
You are about to lose your job.
There's a lot of power that's going in different directions here. And
you should have said, oh, yeah, you know, it's one of the things we're looking at, or some noncommittal affirmative.
I'm surprised that he shook his head the way he said no first. And then he tried to just shake his head like, I'm just going to shake my head so I don't have to say no.
Because he's a child mayor.
He does look like a kid.
Reminds me of Adam
You're
Scott.
Shaking your head no. Shaking your head no.
Adam Scott's character on Parks and Rec. He was the mayor of Ice Town when he was a kid.
Yes.
He's like a 14-year-old mayor.
So according to this, it says that what'll end up happening is instead of
everyone will move to St.
the
Paul.
Armed police, you'll get people who are social workers to show up to try to de-escalate the situations.
What?
And then I guess it's already happening in Eugene, Oregon, and Austin, Texas, and Denver, Colorado, it says. But you're telling me that there's no police in
Wait,
Denver,
Colorado? Austin, Texas doesn't have a police force.
Well, the story that I'm reading regarding it is saying that's why Minneapolis wants to do it, just like Eugene, Oregon, Austin, Texas, and Denver, Colorado.
Well, maybe it's not a complete dismantling then. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of moving parts to the story. Yeah.
Well, did that woman demanding an answer? I mean, do these city council people really know what's going to happen? Is this something people have been?
Well, now that we know that other cities have done it, I would think they've looked into it. But Minneapolis, you got to believe is. Well, no, is Denver bigger?
They're both big.
Yeah.
At the Austin Police Department,
Thanks.
Career opportunities are virtually limitless.
Denver sucks ass.
They're both big.
Well, I mean, they're both like top 25.
I know what you mean.
I don't know which one's bigger. We offer over 50 specialized units that police officers can apply for after serving 4 years on patrol. I mean, those sound like police to me. Let's see, policeaustintexas.gov.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Here's the Eugene, Oregon Police Department. I don't know what.
Here's the chief of police in Boston, Brian Manley. Brian Manley is the chief of the Austin, Texas Police Department. He leads a department of 2,600 sworn law enforcement and support personnel carry out police operations within the city of Austin.
Austin, Massachusetts.
Sorry, there's a double fire of a drop.
I almost, you know, honestly, I feel like the cops should go, you know what? We're all going to take a day off. You guys are on your own for a day. Enjoy the, you know, police won't be murdering anybody tomorrow. And because this whole idea that.
That'll backfire.
Well, it doesn't matter what they do. Everything backfires, doesn't it?
Well.
I mean, yeah, I feel like police are just in a no-win.
Hey, once again, this city, Detroit's done a pretty good job so far and has been.
Michigan's been great.
Has been doing a good job for a while.
No, everything has gone extremely well in Michigan, and so people are continuing to go out there and do it. So they're.
So maybe there is a better way to do things.
Well, you know what?
I'm not talking about the extreme of, say, you know, getting rid of the police, but Minneapolis has had some problems, and so has New York City. They've had some pretty big problems.
Well, the police here have marched with the protesters. They have made it clear that they have their priorities are. The police's priorities, too. I think, you know, they didn't wash anyone's feet. And by the way, that really did happen. That happened in North Carolina, where some police officers and some white protesters washed the feet of black religious leaders. What is that?
I think it's biblical.
If I were those
church leaders. So the cops think they're Jesus? Is that what they're saying?
I would never. Let someone wash my feet. I don't care
if gross,
I was
anyway.
What who I was.
The hideousness of that foot will haunt my dreams forever.
What is the
I told you earlier, my least favorite kicker in the history of football was Tony Franklin because he was barefoot. It's gross.
It is gross.
Nobody wants to wash your feet. Maybe that's why Jesus did it. It's the grossest thing. Besides wiping someone's ass. What if they started doing that?
They probably will. Before this is over, I mean,
well, they're
really between a rock and a hard place. They're about to be defunded, which means no job. They might as well wipe people's asses.
Well, I mean, if the pastors want it.
You know, I swear, I'm just so befuddled. I mean, there's just a constant question mark over my head because I, You know, when people protest day after day after day, it's obvious they're very upset. They're very sincere. They're very passionate. And I empathize. Absolutely. On the other hand, you know, as a longtime supporter of police, I feel so bad that the people who are having to deal with this and enforce curfews and things like that are the people who didn't do these terrible things. They're the ones that are standing there now. And granted, police are making mistakes, like the guy we talked about earlier, tased in Virginia. And the cop that maced the guy, pulled his mask down and maced him,
yeah.
That dick got suspended. I was glad to see that. And somebody threw a protester to the ground, was also suspended. You know, on the other side of things, and I'm not trying to make it even or suggest it's even or that any of it's good, because it isn't. But in Santa Cruz, an officer was killed and two others were injured in an ambush. This fucking guy calls 911 and says, people making bombs in this van and, you know, whatever. So the police come and the van drives into this guy's driveway, whereupon which I guess they just start shooting at the cops. And I think a couple bombs went off. And this one officer, Damon Gutzweller, was killed. He's got a child on the way. He's got a small child and a pregnant wife. And nothing but good things people had to say about him. And then another guy was injured.
What does that accomplish for the criminal?
You know, the guy who did it, who's been arrested for murder, is a U.S. Air Force sergeant named Stephen Carrillo. What? Are you kidding me?
Was he, I mean...
I don't know.
Did he see some massive thing and he has PTSD?
I don't, you know...
I don't want to make any excuses.
They didn't really say, you know...
Frankly, fuck that guy, but still, it doesn't make any sense.
And then there was a... They had a guy who was on Fox News today. I did not hear this live. I saw it online. And he said the Diamond District would be burned down if Cuomo and de Blasio did not meet with his group of protesters. And he's arrested and he's fucked.
Good job. Good job.
Yeah. I know. Great call. Great idea. That's what I think that's part that's driving me crazy is that there's such overreach.
That's how it works, man. The pendulum swings one way and it wildly swings back further the other way. And it's going to swing back further when it calms down.
But
I really think this will help Trump, believe it or not, these protests.
I'm not sure it's not going to, Mark. And that is so weird to say right now because Trump, in my mind, could not be less effective with the two humongous things that have happened in the last 2 months, which are two of the biggest things that have happened in my life. Mm-hmm. I feel that he has said so many bad things or things that didn't help or things that hurt. And it's really frustrating. And now, you know, these military, oh, he's the worst general ever. It's always pushback, pushback, pushback. Nothing can go, you know, go off his back.
He can never spin or move or go to something else, which is why a lot of people like him.
Yeah, and they're entitled. I mean, I'm not saying you can't like Trump. I mean, there's some people who say, in fact, I think I saw an ad this weekend, which really annoyed the shit out of me. And it was something to the effect that if you vote for Donald Trump, this is the kind of person you are.
Yeah.
So it was appealing directly to people, which I guarantee you that will backfire.
See who else just came out and said something very similar?
Who?
Someone who we've been asking just to go away. Nobody wants to hear from you.
Al Sharpton?
Hillary Clinton.
What did she say now? Well, that'll backfire.
Let me see if I can find it. Anyone with a beating heart and working mind can't still support him is the paraphrasing of her comments. She questioned how anybody with a beating heart and
she said, you know, they're all deplorables and
but nobody wants to hear.
We know how she feels about people that vote for Trump.
Nobody wants to hear from you at all.
No.
Well, then Biden should be doing a good job if anybody with a heart beats votes for him. And
if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump and you ain't black.
Did you see Tom Arnold's tweet?
Yeah.
What a dumb fuck. You know, and he has just said more ridiculous things. Oh, this social media, jeez. He's the one that was going off on Sarah Sanders. She's got a glass eye and her brother killed a dog. And so she can't have it. I mean, it's like, what are you talking about? And then I think he backtracked off all that. But he had a tweet over the weekend. Second Amendment is for everyone, including black men with long guns. But it's fucking time for us white liberal men to stand up for our brothers and sisters. Borrow Dad's hunting rifles and go nose to nose with Trump's misfits.
Hey, to that,
what the fuck?
I was thinking about this. Do you think the protests have evolved into like kind of an anti-government, anti-Trump protest?
I swear,
as opposed to just being against police brutality or the death of George Floyd.
I feel like everything is about Trump now. Sometimes I feel coronavirus is about Trump. Yeah. Because when I saw what the medical experts said over the weekend, I was like, wait, hold on. I've been watching this story all along, so I know what's been said. Health experts said, as public health advocates, we do not condemn these protest gatherings as risky for COVID-19 transmission.
Wait, who said that? Because the CDC's out there saying, you everybody go get tested now.
I think this was some group of... Brandon, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Here, I'll show you. Well, first of all, this is what's so terrible, is that I'm taking pictures on my phone and then sending my text message, and half the time the whole story isn't there.
The reason I was wondering that, too, because it feels like it is just this bigger movement, more people, and it just seems to be about a lot of things, but the general theme being kind of anti-government. To that point, where are all the people that were protesting at the Capitol in Michigan and other
they
states?
Were shunned and scolded.
But shouldn't they be protesting right now too? No, okay, it's everybody in authority.
You're not gonna believe this whole statement. Let's see. Health experts say.
But I just mean it was kind of an anti-authority. I mean, that definitely was an anti-authority protest, and so are these.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I know what you mean. Because ultimately, the people that were protesting were protesting the government. They were protesting things were being run, and essentially, that's what's happening now. The problem is,
you're protesting the
first one, you had one political spectrum. The next one, you had a different political spectrum.
But it shouldn't be like that. I mean, if you're anti-government, be anti-authoritarian. Then let it work all the way around. Because a lot of those people, we had one on Soul of Detroit, said he was anti-government, anti-police even. That was the guy that was screaming between the two officials.
Yeah.
And that famous picture. It's like, well, is he out protesting now?
These are various, first of all, there's like 150 doctors, and they're pretty well-known doctors too, signed something basically saying that these protests are okay, that racism is a bigger risk than coronavirus. Then, in the last few days, the former director of the CDC, Tom Frieden, tweeted a support of protesters. There's a lot of people like that. I don't think Fauci or anybody who's current is doing this, but they put out a statement that said, as public health advocates, we do not condemn these protest gatherings as risky for COVID-19 transmission. Here's the story, by the way.
Daily Mail? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know that the head of the CDC did came out and say, I do think there's potential for a big outbreak. Go get tested.
Well, the most recent head of the CDC said that these gatherings are okay because racism is more dangerous than the virus. This should not be confused with a permissive stance on all gatherings, participatory protests against stay-home orders. Those actions are rooted in white nationalism and run contrary to respect for black lives.
That's a broad brush.
The thing is, you know, the official word from Fauci, who shows up about 6 days in. Yeah. I mean, they every day pointed out how dangerous it is, how, you know, social distancing. And all of a sudden,
I haven't heard from him in months.
Where is he? Where are the scolding media who would point out, look at that crowd?
I got a big kick out of listening back to, you know, I'm about a week, maybe a week and a half behind on our show. And, you know, right there in late March, which was only, you know, a week, week and a half, 2 weeks ago, we were listening to Dana Nessel.
Oh, boy.
And it's really funny to hear Dana Nessel's words just a few short days before the protests.
Yeah, that Trump.
Or nothing. Over the last several years of President Trump in the White House is that he doesn't have the same level of legal accountability as everybody else. But honestly, if he fails to wear a mask, he's going to be asked not to return to any enclosed facilities inside our state. And
Now, oh, then that's again, these aren't enclosed facilities, but...
But she told all the protesters that they can't go in enclosed facilities because they've been out protesting without masks on, too. Right?
Yeah.
I haven't heard her say that.
The whole thing in its entirety with Wolf Blitzer, we listened to maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and it's just amazing the difference in thinking about the coronavirus and thinking about gathering in a two-week period makes.
It's political. It's political. First of all, you know, she also said that he could have killed someone at the Ford plant. He could have given a number of people the virus, you know, and on and on and on. Well, he was tested that morning.
Hey, over under on when's his first rally? Because I would think he'd be chomping at the
Trump's
bit.
Rally?
I would think he'd be chomping at
he
the
rallied
bit.
In Maine this weekend, didn't he?
Well, I know he had supporters. I mean, there was a Trump rally.
Oh, was
here.
That he wasn't there?
I don't know. I know he commented on it. I didn't think he was there.
There was a rally.
I could be wrong.
There was a rally here that was pretty big, actually, and crowded. And
by the way, that one guy was quoted in the article. He supports all the protests, meaning the one at the Capitol building and the current ones after George Floyd. So why aren't there more?
Who supports all protests?
One of the guys at the guy that did the Trump road rally.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. I thought it was.
Well, he's not a health. He's not a public health official.
No. I'm just going to the different point.
Yeah. Yeah. That was supposed to be a rally for Republican candidates, I believe.
Oh, he's been tweeting like crazy today, all these different names I've never heard of, so there must be a bunch of elections coming.
You know what's funny about that, Brandon? Does it kind of lose, I mean, if you look at his Twitter timeline, doesn't it kind of lose effect when it's just like, vote for this guy, vote for this guy?
Oh, I know. It's like saying, listen to this show, listen to this show, listen to this show.
Which is all I do.
I know, we do the same thing. Okay. President Donald Trump shared videos of his Make America Great fans in Maine as he took a hit at the George Floyd protest by saying there were no riot cops needed for his supporters. President took to Twitter early on Saturday morning saying there were no Antifa and wacko anarchists among the crowd that turned out to greet him.
MAGA.
His comments came as cities across the United States prepare for their 12th consecutive day of protests against police brutality in the wake of the death of George Floyd in police custody. As Trump arrived for his day trip to Maine Friday, there were a number of Black Lives Matter protesters present, but they were outnumbered by far by his MAGA supporters.
I mean, I know he did. Didn't he do a thing at a swab facility, which, by the way, all the swabs have to be thrown away for some reason while he was there. I don't know why.
I just saw the people lining the streets. They were lining the streets, and they were jammed up together.
Where's his speech? Did he do a speech?
No, I don't think he gave a speech. But
well, that's what I mean, one of those rallies.
Oh, one of those? I don't know. I don't think he'd be afraid to do it at all.
So why? That's what
he gets tested every day.
Are you kind of surprised that he hasn't done that?
I don't know. I think there's still a lot of concern somewhere in there. There's a lot of concern about coronavirus.
And so now
I am a little surprised, actually, especially because now coronavirus, we've quit coronavirus. Nobody's bitching about people gathering, and the people gathering aren't afraid. And, you know, and when they said, by the way, that people have a right to express their feelings about racism, which is a public health risk, you could say the same thing about your job, that not going to your job is a public health risk. Well, they were getting shot down, though.
So we have to throw all those, you see that they have to throw all those swabs away?
Yeah, what, why?
I don't know. I guess he was picking a bunch of them up.
Oh, boy.
Who knows?
How many did he possibly pick up?
I would say the person who left those swabs out could very well lose their job. That was not safe at all.
You are about to lose your job.
Here's a video. I don't know. Let's see what he's doing here. He's walking around the factory building, pumping his fist. Only one without a mask on. That's the worst video ever made.
Oh, that reminds me.
I want to hear him talking. I want to see him walking.
That reminds me.
You know what? The guy that tweeted that terrible video.
Lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
I got a long, long email. Great. About... Oh, well, no, it wasn't bad. It was about a very current kind of thing. Let's see.
In the meantime, you know Orville Hubbard's statue is down?
Yeah, it's been moved again. It's now it's in a graveyard. First it
is
was
that where
in,
it is? I was just going to
it was
you.
In the city. Then it was at the historical center, and they said, no, we got to get out of the historical center. So they moved it to the cemetery, and now the cemetery get ready for them to complain, and then I don't know where it goes.
Because the city spokesman said something about the Hubbard family was able to move it out of Dearborn, to which I was thinking, did they just put it in their backyard? That'd be weird to have a statue of, like, Grandpa in your backyard. Although O.J. had a statue of himself.
That's right.
Well, I got a long email. I can't find it, but I'll try to paraphrase it. Anyway, this guy works for the Big Three, and he said that it is impossible.
Did he want to keep his name hidden?
Yes,
because he's afraid that HR would go.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Exactly. He said that you can't socially distance, that the plant is designed for a certain number of people to do certain things, and you can't just eliminate them.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was saying that, yeah, they're trying. They're doing, you know, all they can. But at the same time, he said that masks are really cheap that they provided too.
Well, of course they were.
Happy about the masks.
Did they check his temperature?
Yeah, they do check his temperature. No. They did not.
What
unless he didn't
did?
Tell
what
me. Unless he's digging it and he didn't tell me.
What if
it's a little bit more pricey.
And it'll cost you extra.
That's the most accurate reading. What if that's what they say? It's the most accurate reading. What if he demanded it? Checking my temperature, my forehead. You got to do it rectally. It's the most accurate reading.
Anyway, I don't know. I hate that there's just so much BS flying around. It's just weird. I mean, this is so weird. The article about the health officials and the former CDC guy and this long list of doctors who signed this thing about, you know, racism is a bigger public health threat. The article said something in fact that conservatives have pointed out the hypocrisy. It's like, why would you have to be conservative? Why wouldn't anyone say, wait a second, are you saying that racism is worse than death? Because that's what that says. Because you said we could die. We could catch the virus. We could give it to our grandparents. We could give it to our parents. We could give it to people who are compromised, and they would die. I mean, it was a really dramatic thing, and it was really heavy, too. When you tell people that they're going to kill themselves, their parents, whatever, I mean, that's a big deal. And then when all of a sudden you go, yeah, but not for racism. And I'm not trying to demean the protesters either. In some ways, I go, you know, that takes a lot of balls to get out there and just say, fuck it, I don't care. This is more important. And, you know, to their credit. I mean, I hope they don't spike the shit out of coronavirus, but it's not them. It's the people, the scolders. Where are all the scolders? What happened to them? I mean, they were really kind of annoying. Like, well, look at those people in Branson.
They have their masks on, and they're walking with them now for a photo op in Highland Park.
For Gretchen Whitmer to be in a protest
that's what I mean.
Is so hypocritical. I mean, it has nothing to do with conservatives. It's like, wait a second. She's the one who said, you're going to extend the stay at home.
She's going to extend. Is she going to extend it, too?
Because she was at a protest?
No.
I mean, I really. It just really leaves me, because I have to admit, the last few years, I have really felt myself many times going, oh, my God, can anyone believe anything? I mean, anything. I mean, because so many things that, you know, people say, no, it's not true. You know, Epstein didn't kill himself. Whatever it is, there's so many of them. But then when something comes along that we're told, it's going to kill you. Yeah. It can kill you, your parents. And people are going, I'm not sending my kids to school. I'm not sending my kids to school in the fall. I mean, I think half the people surveyed said, I'm not sending my kids to school in the fall. Well, your kids aren't at risk. There's like less than 10 kids have died. And it's a rare thing that involves immune systems that are compromised. And I think 190 kids got it, or maybe more, but there weren't many deaths at all. And they're not big carriers. So people should not, you know, when it's your kids, of course it's scary, but they should not be scared into not sending their kids to school. It's not something that really affects kids.
Goodbye, fucking shit school.
But there's been, I mean, the beatdown on the public was so incredible. And then just to see it lift all of a sudden because this protest,
Well, things are
from the media and from the public officials, and no one says anything. It's well, just I don't
we'll
know.
See.
I just
we'll see because there still tends to be a big fee. I mean,
no, there's
still
not.
See,
it's not a we'll see. It's,
see
they stop talking about it.
No, no,
they
no.
Just
no.
Let it go.
No, I just mean about it being done because people like to say that it's done. And
well, if that's the case, then they let people kill people by not saying anything.
Sure.
If you remember God, what's that sect of Jews in New York that were having that big funeral?
The head.
Oh, were they
Hasidic
Hasidic
Jews?
Hasidic?
I think
Hasidic, yeah, Hasidic.
Hasidic Jews. They sent like 40 police cars to this funeral, yeah. And I watched it, and I was sort of like, well, yeah, because you said we couldn't do that. So why do they think they're different? I mean, Al Kaline can't have a funeral, so why can Hasidic Jews have a funeral? And I understand religion, and you know, it's very complicated. But at the same time, you know, I felt like. You know, you can't have different rules for different people. If you're
it's
saying
because
this,
of the Jews.
If you're saying it's the biggest public risk ever, then mm-hmm. It's the biggest public risk all the time. So, you know, I'm concerned about people getting it, obviously. And at the same time, I say, hey, fucking balls for getting out there and saying this is important to me and I'm going and I don't care who goes and how many and what the consequences are because this is important to me. But I don't understand how all the people who said, oh, my God, you can't do that. You'll kill me. You'll kill my kids. You'll kill your kids. You know, that's what Cuomo said. That was a direct quote.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they can just suddenly be silent about it or be quiet about it or be understanding about it because they weren't understanding before. Over the past couple months, most people were affected financially. If you are one of those people, and this is a big bummer, but.
Like if you're one of those people that.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Or you lost your job. Or everything just went south. Or your portfolio was in the wrong things and it just went way south. And now you're looking at bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
It happens. Shit happens. And since March.
This is it. We're closing the doors this week.
The entire country's been pretty well shit on. Tad practices, Tad Klimek practices.
I like that
exclusively.
Tad put that line in there.
Has really been shit on.
Shit on.
Well, it's true.
He's a good dude.
Tad works in Chapter 7 Fresh Starts and Chapter 13 Restructuring. It is a solo practice. You'll talk with Todd, not a paralegal or another attorney. So if you've got a serious situation, call Tad Klimek. Plus, consultations are free. And since there's no physical hearings right now, everything's done via phone and video, which is kind of nice in a way. I mean, mm-hmm. If you really want to take a long trip.
Oh, you can do it in the nude.
Spend 40 minutes at the car to go talk to somebody about bankruptcy.
I don't know, take a shower.
It's a lot easier on the phone. Exactly. You never need to leave your house. He's a big listener of the podcast, too, and
huge.
He probably can talk in drops.
Big, oh, he can. He definitely can. He's a big supporter, too. You know, he goes to all the Killer Cares events.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've met Tad a few times.
Yeah, he's been to your tailgate.
Tad's been everywhere.
Last time I saw him was at the tailgate, yep.
Go to KlimekLawOffice.com. That's K-L-I-M-M-E-K, LawOffice.com. That's K-L-I-M-M-E-K, LawOffice.com. It's actually Tad answering the questions. He also won't hide any fees or costs. So please, if you're feeling the pressure, visit KlimekLawOffice.com. There's no, I mean, you're not committed to anything if you just have a consultation. And, you know, I think with these things, just like making a financial plan, because we'll get to Luke Nowacki in a second, it's one of those things people put off, because, you know, it's like, I'm just putting all the bills in this drawer.
Yeah.
You know, face up and see what the situation is, and maybe Tad can help you get ahead of this somehow. So take advantage. Remember, know your options before you have none. KlimekLawOffice.com. K-L-I-M-M-E-K.
Welcome, man.
You know what? Can you get two of these things ready? Get the girl who is shaming the three white girls who are wiping. They're trying to get it's BLM in spray paint on the federal building downtown. And I realized this is so weird. I realized that, they had to get white people to do that. Because could you ask black people to take down the message of this protest? And I don't mean that as, you know, how outrageous.
Well, were they employees or were they?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe they
were. Vigilante cleaners? I was more appalled that they weren't using a power washer. They're totally missing out.
I mean,
Brandon, that's a power washing job right there.
Absolutely.
Well, they had, I think they were trying to get things off and they were failing, so they were using another method. I, you know, just based on what the girl said. But these
Wait,
people,
they were failing at it?
You about to lose your job.
I think they're about to quit their job.
I'll say what
after
I
this shit.
I'll say what I
listen
told you,
to this.
What I told you before the show is they really were unprepared for being challenged by anyone because they're very young. I'm taking back what I say about 20-year-old white women because these are 20-year-old white women, but they missed out on so many good comebacks.
I felt really bad for them because this bitch comes up with her phone recording as they're scrubbing graffiti off the federal building. Yeah. Do you really need to explain yourself or justify yourself when someone puts graffiti on the federal building? Now, I know it's BLM, and I know BLM is very popular and very prescient right now, but graffiti on federal buildings is not cool.
First thing they should have said is, what does this even mean? I don't know what this means. Just totally played dumb. Like, I thought this was a tag. I don't know what this means.
Listen to this girl. These are the people I just want to kill. The people that go too far.
Why are you guys removing Black Lives Matter graffiti? But why do you want that to come off?
It's graffiti.
Yeah, it's just a vandalism. But so you don't care about Black Lives then?
Not at all. That's not at all what we're saying.
No, we don't care about graffiti. That's what we don't like. Why wouldn't she say that?
What the fuck? Are you that stupid?
They're immediately in defense
mode. Are
you
really that stupid? I know, I feel bad for these three girls. I mean, this is the position. People are getting put in positions like this constantly because they say something that has dual meaning, possibly, or it could possibly mean this. And it's just crazy.
It's graffiti. What if it said, God rules? I mean, it's no graffiti. I don't want that sprayed on there.
No, it doesn't belong there.
And she should have said, well, I support it. Why don't you guys put up a legitimate sign here, not spray paint the building?
That's what this... not enough to leave up a message. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a great way to use your white privilege, ladies. That's disgusting.
They're out there doing
Your
car.
If their white privilege was at work, they wouldn't be scrubbing graffiti off the federal building.
Exactly. What if they,
what if they were to walk up to her car and just spray paint BLM on her hood?
Great. Fair point. That's an even better point.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Like, hey, well, okay, well, let's spray it on your car. Is that cool?
I don't know why that bothered me so much, but that, first of all, that girl's voice.
Because it's a ludicrous argument.
Well, and also,
it's so ludicrous. At first I thought, is this fake and these girls are in on it for the clout and some bullshit? But no, because they'll probably be doxxed.
Why is
they're about to lose their job.
What is with the super duper 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 judgment self-righteousness?
It's America now, man.
Fuck yourself. Calm down, everybody. Why can't we give people a goddamn break once in a while?
No,
everybody is a social justice warrior and out to get anybody who's not on the team. And, you know, the Drew Brees thing was a good example of
a follow up about Drew Brees.
Yeah. He has to say that he doesn't regret his apology because Trump said he shouldn't have apologized. But you know what? There were people all over the Internet saying he was a pussy for apologizing.
Yeah. Bob Page.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't think he should have apologized. And by the way, I don't hear Jim Brown apologizing. Jim Brown came out and said the same thing.
Do you think maybe that just recently Jim Brown did?
Yeah,
it was three years ago.
Oh, was it that long ago?
Yeah, because Drew Brees has been saying it all the time.
Yeah, Jim, that's coming to the forefront now because
they quoted him.
Around the time that Colin Kaepernick was first kneeling, Jim Brown came out and said that he wouldn't do it because of what the flag means to him or something. But that's
which is great.
It's being recycled now.
Yeah. But people don't think that Drew Brees' apology was legitimate, that he really did learn and talk to people, or is it just him trying to save
face? Think they just think that he's trying to mollify the people that bitched him out.
Well, if that's the case, yeah, he shouldn't apologize. But maybe it is possible.
He had no choice. He had to apologize.
Yeah, but maybe it's possible. And this is the problem. We all are in this world now of having to judge whether or not an apology is truthful.
There
or
are
good
so many phony people saying phony shit and going, like the influencer who, let me hold your jail for a second so my boyfriend can take a picture of me and tell how I'm working. And then she leaves. BLM.
But immediately the mode is he doesn't mean that, and it just kind of bothers me. Sometimes people maybe they are sincere in their apology.
Well,
but as my neighbor Marcus said, he said that Drew Brees is the kind of guy who's the head of an organization. When he's asked questions like that, he should be pretty prepared instead of just tossing out that blanket statement that he's thrown out the last, you know, 4 or 5 years regarding the whole kneeling thing.
Yeah, so it's a good point.
I just felt that he was very sincere when he said what he said. Which is that, you know, he almost comes to tears when he hears the national anthem.
That's the point, though. Both can be very sincere.
Well, yeah.
Nobody's died. I think a lot of people feel
no
the
one
way he feels.
Has to feel you either kneel and you believe in this or you stand and you don't believe in supporting people. That's not true. You can stand and you can still feel that you want to support Black Lives Matters. Or fighting against police brutality, you do not have to kneel. Because if that's the case,
you can kneel and still respect the flag and anthem.
You can. And some people may not agree with you. And some people kneeling may think that you should be fucking kneeling. But it's a free country.
We deal in absolutes now. It's either A or B. It can never be both. It becomes wedge issues. It's fucking annoying.
And the latest thing I saw with Drew was it wasn't enough for Drew. Brittany Brees, his wife, had to come out and say that she was sorry, too, because, quote, we are the problem. So,
okay.
Well, maybe can they wash some people's feet? Maybe can we get.
I'm just glad his kid didn't have to hear any of it because he had those headphones on.
I want Black religious leaders to
Thank
go
you,
on the
Brandon.
Internet.
Brandon laughed at that.
I get it.
I want them to go on the internet and say that they are signing white people up to wash their feet. And let's see how many people sign up.
It should be wipe their ass. It should be.
Yeah, they're signing white people up to wipe their ass, too. Yeah. I guarantee you people will sign up, even if they're using a fake name.
I wouldn't want someone to wipe my ass. There's a lot of trust that would go into having, letting someone wipe your ass. What if they just went, boink, stuck something in there?
Well.
No.
I don't know. Maybe really not. Think about it that specifically.
I can't believe you brought it up. Gross.
Anyway, Drew Brees. Poor Drew Brees. Got himself in the middle of that. And I don't know. You know, you always wonder if those things are really over when they're over. But I think they'll probably want to win football games. And
he's on the gambling board somewhere. God, I can't remember where it was or which site did it. But will he kneel in week one was one of the... futures you could bet on. I don't know what the payoffs, well, you know, what the minus.
Well, if he kneels week one, then I really wonder about all this. He cries at the national anthem.
He should do both. He should kneel and cry.
And I got to tell you, the response that bothered me.
That'll confuse everybody if he did that.
I found that LeBron response, I know we talked about it, I just found that really annoying that he thinks that that he wants people to shut the fuck up when it's the protesters in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Oh,
and it involves his money. But when it involves somebody sincere, I believe Drew Brees to be sincere.
LeBron James.
What happened to that kid?
LeBron James and Drew Brees, either one of them may be wrong. They may be insincere. They may be sincere. But the whole thing is just disturbing to me. And somebody sent me this, by the way. This was going all over the internet this weekend. It's labeled at the top, "This is a racist!" And it's LeBron's quote from The Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Is that his HBO show?
Yeah.
"I don't want nothing to do with white people. I don't believe they want anything to do with me. I don't want no white friends. It's me and my boys.
I'm a racist."
Any context?
I don't know. How much context do you need?
Was he quoting somebody? I mean, what's the context?
I don't know. I have no idea. And honestly, if he said it,
is that a meme you found, or is that real?
It's a post, and I don't know who posted it because I took a picture of it like that other thing, and so I can't see the top.
I mean, are we sure? Did he even say it?
Right.
Well, let's see. I'll Google it.
What's the name of that the show again?
The Shop.
It just looks like the worst show. I don't know why.
The Shop.
What's the quote again?
Hold on. I don't want to go back to that page till I finish this. Sorry. LeBron.
LeBron James.
I love that drop.
It is the best.
I mean, this might be it, but I don't know.
To do.
Okay, play it.
So I'm like, I'm going to this school to play ball, and that's it.
I don't want nothing to do with white people. I don't believe that they want anything to do with my, I don't want no, it's me and my boys, we going to high school together and we here to hoop.
LeBron James admits he didn't always trust white people.
So, okay, there's your context. He's grown and learned. Like, you know what? It's amazing. People can grow and learn. I talk about an out of context quote.
Oh, there's actually there's a whole series of comments about white people. I don't know. These are all from high school. Maybe they are. But it's just interesting. They don't want us to succeed. I'm not fucking with white people. I was so institutionalized. They don't fuck with us. They don't want us to succeed.
Farley hates white people.
You know, it's interesting that I've heard this a lot over the weekend, by the way, that white people think this or white people think that. I just go, stop it. Don't say it, because I hear this all the time from gay people, for example, say
white people can't jump.
Black people is that, don't tell us how we feel, or don't tell us there's no this, or don't tell, you know, because you don't know. Well, we have a life, we all have individual life experiences too. And so I don't think it's fair to just to say that, you know, all white people think this. And this idea that we all hold hands and we all, you know, celebrate our privilege together is, it's bullshit. It's not true. There's a lot of, there's poverty in the white people world. So 340,000 unemployment accounts flagged in Michigan. 340,000.
And 20%.
Yeah, 20%. One in five. So you know there's a lot of accounts, and I've already heard from some of them, that are flagged that are legitimate unemployment accounts. They're people who are supposed to be getting unemployment, and they're not getting it because they've been flagged.
Well, that's kind of the Michigan unemployment way, since we've learned.
Well, wouldn't you think after blowing $47 million out their ass for this program, which is said doesn't work, and the company said, yeah, it works, but you didn't use it right. And I thought that was really weird, because usually when someone sells you something, it costs $47 million, they would provide you with help to make sure it worked properly if you asked for it.
That's an extra charge. That's an upcharge. It's kind of brilliant.
Our people, of course, don't want help, because the Quicken people who know a lot about these things offered their help, and other people offered them help too, and they didn't want anyone's help. Hey, isn't that kind of weird? Isn't it just a little strange?
Is there such a thing as, like, well, I guess it wouldn't make sense because it's part of your taxes, but why isn't there like privatized unemployment insurance? Don't you think a company would take that up and make some money in that?
Uh huh. But they'd probably do it more efficiently too.
Well, maybe, maybe not. Most likely, if it's competitive, yeah. But then again, you'd have to have the opportunity to opt out. But I guess that lessens the pool for everybody. So what's the point? Sorry. Never mind.
Well,
I like this comment from the spokesperson of the Michigan Unemployment Group, because the state wants more time to verify these 340,000 filers, which is going to take a lot of time.
Yeah, so they have 600 people working on 340,000 accounts. So let's see, 600 people, that would be about 500 a piece.
So they are active, though, and they are getting payment.
They're active. I use a calculator for that.
So he says,
They said when they flagged them that the payments did not go out.
It says those are active accounts where there has been some payment. So
yeah, there has been some payment. So they stopped the payment.
But here's the part that got me. His quote is, we don't want to harm legitimate people. We're taking the cautious approach here.
No, you're not. The cautious approach, if you don't want to harm people, is to pay everyone and then go back and get the money back from the people that you shouldn't have paid, which is your fucking fault, by the way.
Well, how about all the money they spent on flagging those ones for fraud that weren't fraud and ruined a lot of people's lives?
Yeah. Could somebody ask, is this the $47 million system that unjustly claimed that all these people were stealing money?
It's a great question. It's okay, though. They got a task force to take care of this. So.
Department of Labor estimates $26 billion will be lost in fraud cases because there's so much fraud. Yeah. And I guess the scammers realize that, hey, with all these people applying, you know, the chances of getting flagged are so small that it's a great time to do it. And they're flooding different states with different Social Security numbers. But what I hate about the information they gave
is it's a big scam.
that it's really no timeline. The computer flags you, someone checks, they got to assess it, and then they decide that, well, yeah, maybe you should be getting your money, and then it takes time to reinstate you. So
we're all being scammed together.
You're all going to go a while without your payment. And somebody sent me something on Wednesday about, and I've gotten a couple of these actually. They said that their friend had a son who was bragging about all the unemployment money he was getting.
Oh, what a cocksucker.
Yeah, and she was pissed.
She should be pissed.
And
was she as pissed as this lady?
You about to lose your job.
And then Bruce Kahn, who is the most incredible concert, just madman. He's at every concert. Doesn't matter where it is. Doesn't matter how big it is. Bruce will be there with his lovely wife. And when Bruce and Matt are there together, then you can turn your brain off.
Yeah,
because they both know every song in the set. They know where the break is. They know when to go to the bathroom. They know everything. Oh, my God. I was exhausted just listening to him for a while until I turned my brain off. And that McCartney thing. Because we went to the pre-show sound check. And so there's, you know, how long till the sound check? Where do you go after the sound check?
What do I do with this bag of goodies?
Yeah. How many tickets do we have for beers? Yeah. You know, because we got these free tickets. It's going to be amazing.
I got to do the sound check. Check, check, check. One, check, check. Sibilance, sibilance. Check, check, check. Two, sibilance, sibilance.
Sounds worth it to get there early.
Luke Nowacki wants to help you with your finances. You have a financial plan? If you don't, you should.
Especially, hey, I wish I thought of that.
Exactly. If you're married and you've got kids, or you're married, I mean, you've got other people depending on you, call 248-663-4748, and let's work on making sure that you don't outlive your money, that you've got a plan, that you know about how much money you want to spend. And, you know, if you're looking 10 years ahead or 20 years ahead, you got to plan and do all that crazy math that Luke Nowacki does to figure this out. Or maybe you're reevaluating your investments in light of the recent crazy shit going on. That's a good reason to email Luke, lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com, or call Luke at 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services, off the Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities and our marketing and product service reference here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Call them now. This could be a wild, wild week on the market. A lot of reports coming out. Some earnings reports, too. Fun stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. And Friday, Trump was just full of himself over the unemployment only being 13.3. Is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
So
he said George is looking down. He's very happy with what's going on.
Yeah, George Floyd was very interested in the unemployment rate.
What? Why?
It's no good.
I don't know what that meant. Other issues over the weekend that were just, there's so many of these. I have four pages written down of idiots and tattletales.
Oh, God. Oh, there's a new one today, too.
Oh, who's the new tattletale?
Oh, the lady that wrote Harry Potter.
J.K. Rowling. Because she was referring to women who menstruate,
yeah.
Trying to refer to women specifically.
Yeah.
And the trans community feels that that's a cheap shot.
Yeah, she's been in trouble.
Yeah,
I've been in trouble with these dudes before, I think.
She defended someone who said something about women that left trans people out. And it sounded like it was I thought it was an honest kind of goof up.
She
did lose her job.
I think she's doubled
down
a
job.
Few times.
Yeah, well, I think she thinks it's really silly that there's all this parsing when her friend apparently was a very incidental thing to her. Grand Ledge School Board fired its superintendent for partly blaming George Floyd for his death. Because in discussing it, apparently he said it all starts with being a law-abiding citizen. Had he not used counterfeit money, blah, blah, blah.
But did he? I mean, that's assuming he knew it was counterfeit.
Oh, that's interesting. That had not crossed my mind.
I mean, there could be a lot of people that have passed counterfeit bills and not even known it.
The owner of that store
said he had been there a billion times. So why would you go to a store that you've been a handful of times and start passing counterfeit
bills.
Well,
maybe you thought that it was a good bill, but the guy called 911 and said, George Floyd, who is very drunk, passed a counterfeit bill here.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, maybe that was racist of me not to consider the fact that maybe it wasn't his bill. No, we'll never know. But, yeah.
So why else was it his fault? Just that? Because he was passing a counter?
Well, yeah, he just said it.
Because he has fentanyl in his system.
He was suggesting that none of this would happen if to anyone who obeys the law, this will not happen to. Anyway, he's fired. Well,
must be hard to be perfect. Like
he's
that
blown
guy.
Out! And then Reddit's co-founder, Alex Ohanian, resigned because he wants his seat on the board to be filled by a black person, which is noble. He says, but this is what...
Who decides that, though?
He needs to, he said he needs to be able to answer his daughter when she says, what did you do to help? That's a little dramatic, well, isn't it? Isn't that a little dramatic?
Why doesn't he just say, I started Reddit. We pass around a lot of videos.
Yeah, we have inclusive hiring policies. We hired a lot of people of all... and they all did well, and we had good benefits. That's a lot.
You're going way deeper than I was just going to say. I started Reddit. That's where everybody posts these videos that you can see of all these things happening.
I got to tell you, I don't like this shit where people act like they're so afraid of being confronted by their three-year-old.
Oh, I am.
What the
scared of
well,
my
that three-year-old's also Serena Williams' three-year-old.
Oh, that's true. That's right, yeah.
But really, you think that your child, you have to do things so your child won't be mad at you? I thought the child usually did things so you wouldn't be mad at them.
Huh. you think so, huh?
I know. You would think so. I know better, believe me. This is pretty extreme, though. Leaving his seat.
Yeah.
And you know what I, the reason, because I looked at, when I first saw this story, I was like, oh, what? You ass kisser. I mean, it seems like the guy is just trying to get a big, oh, you're so wonderful, Alexis. I mean, it just, it
well,
didn't feel
is,
right to me. I didn't like
black,
the explanation.
Though.
Yeah. But is the person who ends
get
up.
Get him quick. It's a child.
I can't tell you how many separate birds I hear from people in the protest that sound like fucking Halle Berry yelling.
Isn't the person who takes his seat. Aren't they going to be a very entitled black person? They're not going to be some black person who just, you know, needs a big break. Like, it's going to be someone like, I don't know.
Wouldn't it be great if it was someone like the Leon Black character from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Hell yeah, that'd be great.
Not qualified.
It won't happen, though.
I'll throw shit out there. It'd just be great.
No, I would
the
love
chair.
That. Or, I would love, oh, you know what I'd really love? What if it was the, you about to lose your job? What if she applied?
You about to lose your job.
Does she even know
and
what,
she got it. May not be fucking fantastic.
I think they should at least have the prerequisite of owning a computer to get on Reddit. I mean, does she even know what Reddit is? She's homeless.
You know, I don't know who asked for this, but somebody of some influence was asking kids to challenge their parents on their racism. And
okay.
Kids
that'll
were
be a fun Thanksgiving.
Recording arguments with their parents where they're basically attacking their parents. And then this one girl, and Tucker Carlson played this on Friday night, this girl is crying her eyes out because she said her parents don't care about George Floyd. Nobody in her town cares about George Floyd. She's so depressed. She hates her family. She hates where she lives. She's like 14 years old.
Move.
Actually, you know what?
Talk about privilege. Jeez.
If you go to Tucker Carlson and rewind a little bit, you can see this girl is just madly in tears.
Jaden Smith lets his parents do whatever they want.
I don't know. I mean, your three-year-old... You're worried about your three-year-old confronting you when they're old enough to confront you about what you...
Maybe don't have such an open relationship with your three-year-old where they're going to know everything you have and haven't done.
Hit play and rewind, and you'll see it. You'll see a girl crying on her Instagram, probably.
I'm scared that there's so much of me on a tape for them to listen to later in life.
Well, that's true.
I can see them going through old episodes. And, well, you said this. And I'll say, yeah, as well before you were in the picture.
Well, you better... Better fix it. Better do something so they
they're
don't do that
kid.
To you.
They're good kids.
Just like Alexis Ohanian.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a oh boy, that just reminded me. That picture reminded me of something. He talked a lot about David Dorn on Friday night. That little girl. He just showed a picture of a white girl who, she's about 5 years old. She's holding a sign that says privileged with an arrow up to her head.
I mean, he's doing the same thing. He's broad brushing all these people as well. America's white guilt. I know a lot of white people.
I think there's a lot of white guilt. No, it was an interesting show. Honestly, after watching CNN and MSNBC all day long, and you know, usually if I feel like I'm scratching my head, I'm just going, "Really? Oh shit, where's that girl? There she is. There she is."
In America right now.
I literally hate my family so much. It's just, they just try to argue with me that George Floyd deserved, like, they're just trying to tell me that, like, he deserved that because he did something wrong and that it was okay. That is not okay. And it's just making me so upset. I don't know why. I do not want to live here. I hate living in Louisiana. I hate living around these racist. I just want to leave.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth look, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
It's good for her to be around opposing viewpoints. She seems very resolute in her stance.
Well, I wish she would have. I wish she would have recorded her challenging of her parents, like the other girl he had on, which I missed hitting the record button because this girl was yelling at her parents, calling them racists. Roger Goodell apologized for not listening to black people, black players, about all they're going through. So, the response to that, I don't know. Did you see much response to it?
A lot, yeah.
I saw
most, people were shocked.
I wasn't shocked at all.
Really?
Because, well, it just seems like everybody, every organization has to say something.
It's very cynical of you. Yeah, but then you didn't have to respond to that video the players made.
Yeah, you did.
I think he did.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
So you don't think this is genuine either? You think this is just
the NFL? I swear.
You're talking about a group of really, really rich people owners, the NFL.
I have no idea if it's sincere. I really don't, and I'm sorry to say that. But there's so many people saying so many things that I just don't know. And a lot of them are being called out. Now, I'm going to get to one that really shows just how much bullshit there is out there. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be saying these things or they shouldn't be feeling these things. And if they all are, it's not a bad thing. It's just the phoniness that I hate
every corporation and the NFL making a statement.
Immediately after Goodell said that, did you see all the people demanding that Colin Kaepernick be on an NFL roster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen. Maybe it will, although they said Tampa could use him.
Oh, with Tom Brady?
Yep.
I thought Minnesota was going to, as if that's not an empty gesture at all, the Vikings signing him.
Oh.
That's ludicrous.
Well.
Whatever. I think he's a bad quarterback. I want someone to sign him and get him in there and show his skill set.
Well, he might be now, but was he in
even his best years, if you look at his best years, he never ranked in the top 20 for completion percentage. I mean, I don't know why you would want a guy that never ranked in the top 20 in completion percentage in 2012.
Is he better than Jeff Driscoll?
8 years ago, who's playing now?
Is he better than Jeff Driscoll?
Jeff Driscoll now or Jeff Driscoll 2012?
Well, when they got rid of Kaepernick, I think Driscoll was the backup quarterback there.
I mean, the guy hasn't played for so long that one would
Now it's different. I'm just talking about that. And if you look at the
Three years out of the league is a long time.
Sure. But if you look at the listing of quarterbacks that were signed and not him, it's absurd.
Well, except that as time goes on and you see more of what Colin Kaepernick's doing,
well, now,
I think it becomes
yeah.
even
think
more
that was
clear.
A, that, was, that, that his tryout last year was a, nothing short of a
I
circus?
I said now, but I thought it was really interesting then how these quarterbacks that got signed and him getting passed over for not even getting an interview. I mean, he can't even get...
Baltimore
tried to, and the plane had to turn around on its way there.
But... Seattle said that he would not agree to stand up for the national anthem, and they didn't want to deal with it. So that was that. Yeah, the NFL will be.
I just don't like the narrative that he was a terrible quarterback, and that's why nobody signed him.
If it's because he
wouldn't agree to stand for the anthem,
he was not a great quarterback. If he was a great quarterback, he would be signed. If he was the top of the, if he was an elite quarterback, a top 10 quarterback, he'd be signed. Because if you're really good, you can do anything. Nobody cares.
But look at the other quarterbacks that were signed in that summer.
No. You don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying, sure, he may be better than backups.
Sure,
but if you've got to be a major player to be able to generate a shit ton of controversy and still have teams not weigh that as, you know, well, he's a good backup, but, you know, I got to deal with his other stuff. And he doesn't seem like anybody who is really negotiable either. I mean, all seems very non-negotiable. Now he's encouraging.
If that's the reason, fine.
He was encouraging revolution on.
But in 2017, they were acting like, E.J. Manuel's better than him. And it's like.
But you also have to understand the last two seasons he played in, he was the very, very, very worst in a lot of categories. I mean.
So you think they looked
at. And that's 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. It's not like it's last year and, hey, give him another shot. It's a long time ago.
I understand that, but you think people were like, nah, Garrett Gilbert, much better quarterback.
He statistically missed more throws his last two seasons than any quarterback.
So I'd rather have Kellen Clemens. I mean, there's a whole list of them.
Well, I think people, you know, they may have said that, but I don't think they meant it. I think what they were saying is, whoever it is, E.J. Manuel, if you put his ability versus his ability and all of the extra shit that Colin Kaepernick brings, I'd rather have this guy. But they couldn't say that.
That's fine. But the narrative was he's just not a good quarterback.
But in 2015.
Are they going to say that? I mean, I think
at the start of the 2015 season, which was 5 years ago, Kaepernick ranked dead last out of 35 qualified passers for off-target percentage.
Boy, somebody's been doing their homework.
Completion percentage was ranked 32 out of, pardon me?
So you'd rather have David Fales.
Okay,
David Fales.
I need to see David Fales play more.
That's the point, though. Nobody even know who David fucking Fales is.
Well, they signed him. They must know him a little bit. I don't know.
I heard Fales is a dick.
If he's a dick, then nobody else will be signing him.
I don't even know who he is.
I understood it because I think I'm right. I think they just didn't want to deal with his stuff. If he was Tom Brady's ability, if he had Tom Brady's success, I think they would have signed him. Jake Fromm may find that he's not worth having around either because somebody, this is so bad. The tattletale world, you know, I'm really surprised that has anyone pointed out that, you know, we got a lot of adult tattletales now. Shouldn't we tattle on people a little less?
It used to be.
Shouldn't we maybe talk to them ourselves and say that we disagree with something they did or said instead of posting it to the whole world who maybe don't know much else about the person other than the shitty thing they texted?
Didn't the pastime used to be that we all sat back and watched someone just implode on themselves and fail and we loved it and we just celebrated it, and then we wanted to see the comeback. Now it just seems like instead of sitting back, the whole thing is just to get them in trouble, narc them out, and destroy somebody.
No, it isn't. It's a very destructive thing.
That's the pastime now.
I thought the thing with Jacob Levy, the mayor, I'm not a big fan of him, but was that really fair?
Of course it wasn't.
Just put him on the spot right there and then tell him to get the fuck out?
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
I gotta say, the way he answered it, I think he should lose his job. There's so many, we pointed out 30 different ways
he could have done a better job. But he came right out. He was the first one to say, I've seen this tape, it's murder.
I know.
He was very strongly in their corner. But hey, the minute you disagree with one thing, go home, asshole.
I think we need to disband the mayoral office.
Maybe, yeah, we should. Unfund it.
In City Hall.
Anyway, Jake Fromm texted someone that elite white people should have guns.
Did you saw the full?
I did not. All I saw.
Oh, there's a full. There's a lot more.
Oh, read the whole thing.
I gotta find it. Hang on. Do you have it, Brandon?
It didn't sound too good.
But nobody cares about context anymore with anything.
Well,
you're right. I only have a meme.
You know what? That's all I had. And you know what? He apologized so profusely. I assumed it was really bad, but you know, I shouldn't have assumed that because there never is context, and the context doesn't matter.
It still is lacking a lot of context because it's just a screenshot of the text. So it's a views changed on what? That's where it starts.
It seems like it's just fun to really burn white people and just just cancel them.
Was the lady who revealed it, was she white or black?
I don't even know who he texted, but they obviously aren't a great friend.
It's a woman that let it out. I'll praise him.
Oh, an ex-girlfriend? I bet you it's an ex-girlfriend.
Probably some chick he was trying to. Yeah. So anyways, ha.
Probably some chick he was plowing that he's unplowing now.
Let me find her name. I'll find it here. The Macon Telegraph talked to her. Love the
You know what? I'd love to see all her text messages. I bet we could find something.
Yeah, like her pussy. That she sent to Jake. Where is it at?
That's revenge porn.
What if he released those?
And then he'd be in trouble. He'd be in real trouble.
Oh, shit. Where is it?
But if she's going to print his... we've just become such a pile of assholes anymore that, you know, that probably will be the next thing. He'll release one of her texts where she says something about black women. Or
the person who chose to release the tweets has been friends with Fromm since
they're texts, aren't they? Not tweets.
The article says tweets, so I think it is a text looking at the screenshot.
Yeah.
Has been friends with Fromm since the eighth grade. They remained close for a period of time while students at Georgia. I'm seeing and feeling the Black Lives Matter movement, said the woman. Because we don't know who she is, so they don't even release her name. Said the woman releasing the messages who requested as much anonymity as possible. He should dox her. I know that part of my job
Fuck her. What? I mean, shouldn't she at least take responsibility for the fact that a private text message she's making public? I mean, this.
Well, she said, I requested as much anonymity as possible. I know that part of my job is to hold racists accountable despite who they are.
Accountable? That's more than accountable. She's humiliated him. She basically lowered him in every sense of the word.
If that's your job, then why do you want that much anonymity?
She should be proud of it.
Yeah, you should be out there.
I mean,
there.
She has humiliated him. She's really put his career in question. Is he going to have trouble playing on this team?
I think his abilities put his career in question.
Well, he's a fifth-round pick. I mean, they're thinking about him as a backup quarterback.
Should have been a second round or first round when he came out of high school. Okay, so anyway, the screenshot starts with, ha, views changed on what? ? So I'm guessing they were talking about George Floyd. And she wrote, guns, silly Billy. Follow the flow of the text. 5 crying face smiling emojis.
What?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're having a bunch of conversation in the text. And then she's like, have your views changed? And he said, changed on what? Because he's not following it. Probably got a boner.
Oh, so she's trying to set him up.
Well, not necessarily. I think she's just asking his opinion. It's possible, but he said.
Oh, so she's trying to find if his views change, then she's not going to expose him to the world?
Of course.
I guess it must be nice to be so perfect. That's all I can say. I guess she's just perfect, and she never sent a text message she shouldn't have sent. Never said anything she shouldn't have said.
That's what I said about the guy who was mad at George Floyd for always follow the law, no passing $20 bills, or got to do everything to the...
I'm with you.
It's dumb. So, okay. Have views changed on what? Gun, silly Billy. Follow the flow of the text.
Silly Billy?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like a very serious conversation. Friendly, yeah. Someone's about to expose publicly.
I thought we were talking about lots of stuff, to which she laughed at that comment. Cause it's Apple.
And it's not funny.
He said, but no guns are good. They need to let me get suppressors. Just make them very expensive so only elite white people can get them. Ha ha.
Oh.
I think the ha-ha matters. So she wrote back, bro, what? Whoa, do you think you're an elite white pardon? It's just a misspelling instead of person. And then no reply. And she wrote, I'm like, whoa, ha-ha. Maybe you need to see your contact picture, LMAO. Because his contact picture is just like his face. And then she took his contact picture and like blew it up, to which he did the little heart emoji. So he's very proud of his contact picture. And then he did 4 crying face emojis, like laughing. And then she loved that. And he said, I'm not. I'm just saying. To which she said, what does the word elite mean to you? And that's all we know. That's all we know. Nothing before.
So she brought up the subject. It's the typical trap.
Well, it could. I mean, he could be.
She is. She's trying to trap him.
He could be saying it as a joke. So, yeah. Hey,
no.
Kind of like Chris Rock did when he said they should make bullets expensive because nobody would fire.
It sounds to me. Why do you put ha-ha if you mean it? If you really mean it.
Exactly. That's what drove me nuts about the story is that, once again, people didn't dive into it. Just make them real expensive
so only.
People didn't dive into the whole story.
And you know, it's interesting that
gets hammered for not being an elite quarterback, which is kind of the humorous part.
Okay, so now he is public asshole number one, tied with all the other public assholes. And instead of being able to say, because I really, after hearing the whole thing, I would assume he would want to say, look, it was a private conversation. I was kidding. I said, ha ha. But can he say that? No.
No.
It can't, it's beyond that. It's done.
So now we have to.
So he has to just apologize his ass off. He has to kiss the world's ass and beg forgiveness of his teammates.
I was saying we're going to have to wait for the apology and then judge whether or not he's sincere.
I think he's sorry that he got dragged into it. If I were him, that's how I would feel. If he was kidding.
I think this is a.
I guess you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to have a joke.
I'm not sure, but on that account that tweeted it out, I mean, if that is the first one, that's a picture that is posted on that account that says adding more pics, just let me be. I mean, that person looks very white.
It's
I don't know. I don't know if it's
her. It's a white girl in her 20s.
I know. They're the worst, aren't they?
Seems that way.
But she did quote Galatians 6:2.
She's
God is love. So
she's friends with him since 8th grade? Really?
Galatians chapter 3.
You know, you got to wonder.
What are the odds we had a Galatians drop? Now, I don't know if that's her or not. That's just the picture on here, but I would guess that. Oh, wait, there's the video. Let's hear the video. Oh, no, that's not. So I don't know.
That is so shitty. I mean, you have to watch what you say in a text message now to a friend?
Oh, look, she posted a text message from Darcy, too, a while ago.
Darcy. This girl did?
Yeah.
Who would text with her?
No one now.
What the fuck did Darcy say? Why does she have all these racist friends? Sounds like she might be a racist.
It's not a racist thing. It's just a stupid. I don't even know what they're talking about.
What does it say?
This is the first time. It's my relative, not a boy. Like you always have your gun-loving Shrek in the house. That's what she said. And then the response is, what the fuck did you just say to me? You read it? Okay, bitch, listen the fuck up. And then she wrote, you have me in your phone as butter, bitch, so. I mean, I don't know what that, I don't know what any of that
butterface?
Means. Butterface? I don't know what any of that means. It's a language, I know, it's a young girl language. I don't understand it.
And she posted it publicly.
Yeah, but a lot of people think that only them and their friends see Twitter. They don't realize that it spreads around.
You don't post text messages? I mean, I think it's really rotten. And whatever, you know. It's done. I guess anyone can do it now if you want to fuck with somebody and you want them to be nationally and internationally humiliated for something they said in a text message, then yeah. But, you know, shouldn't you tell someone, by the way, when you text me, I am always, you know, on my BLM game.
Hey, that's an interesting question, though.
My BLM game.
You know, with recording a lot of times, two party or one party.
Yeah.
This is well before everybody could record everything, too, so it's kind of an antiquated law. Does that exist for texting or emails? Because
if you're going to make something mail, public, it seems like people should know.
But like an email. Is an email's not protected?
No, emails.
You
well,
see
that,
it all the time. A memo gets released.
I'm not sure what people expect about emails, but okay, then we have the Florida State football coach, who Mike Norvell. He's the new coach, by the way. He tweets out he gives an interview with The Athletic, who, by the way, cut 8%
of their
staff.
Which is going
to
be blown out. So.
Yeah, 46 people fired.
Surprise. And those that are left have to take a pay cut.
Yep.
Even
I wonder why. I thought they had all this money, and they were doing so well, and they had all these subscribers.
You see that story, by the way, how much money they have?
Yeah, tons.
Let's see, where is it?
$500 million, right?
Yeah. It was a ludicrous amount.
But apparently they are not hitting their numbers. They're not profitable.
No, they said our subscriber base remains steady.
Oh, good.
But well, steady,
then why do you have to let people go?
Because steady doesn't equal growing.
Yeah.
New subscriber growth was down 20 to 30%, and ooh, podcast advertising revenue was severely impacted. That's what they said in one of their releases.
I wonder who what their podcasts are.
Company raised $50 million, bringing its total amount to $139.5 million. This is just in January, but it was valued at $500 million after the
raise.
Huh. I don't know. That's right up there with WeWork.
What podcast do they have?
I don't know. That's why no one's advertising on it.
Of any of them. Well, yeah, I really don't know.
I mean, because, you know, you look at Barstool. They got all these shows that make money.
I would guess their podcast. I don't know, but I would guess that they're very X's and O's.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, they said they were going to be the greatest because they said they are.
Oh, they do have a ton. Yeah, they have. It looks like they got quite a bit of podcasts, but I don't know if I've ever heard of any.
You have to pay $100 to listen to them?
You have to subscribe.
It's just.
All right, back to Mike Norvell talked to The Athletic, and he was asked, so what are you doing with the George Floyd situation? And he said, talking to players one-on-one, got in touch with all the players, and we've been getting feedback and forth. And okay, so the captain of the team reads this, Marvin Wilson, best defensive player, big prospect, mm-hmm, too. Yeah. And he says, that's bullshit, because they had a generated text message, and he didn't talk to the coach at all.
Yeah.
And he talked to a couple other guys. He said, no, I didn't talk to him. Now, apparently,
and when he does talk to him, that player's going to say,
you about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Apparently, he did talk to some people. Not many. But he did have, it wasn't just a generated text message, but he did not talk to all the players, and he didn't talk to his star player.
I was going to say, you're not going to talk to Marvin Wilson?
He's his captain, too.
Yeah.
So what does Marvin Wilson do? He tweets it out.
Oops.
That his new head coach is a bullshitter. Now, really? I mean, Marvin Wilson is a big NFL prospect. He's expected to be a first-round pick, I think top 10. Couldn't he have gone into the coach and discussed this?
Yes.
I mean, seems to me the coach is at a very much on edge right now to do the right things and to do something. And why would you tweet that out and tell the world that my coach is an asshole?
Well, I'm sure he was pissed about it. But, yeah, there's a lot better ways to handle it.
But this is accepted behavior now, and I don't understand it. I really don't, because some people can send a dumb tweet out, and it's not a big deal. But if you're the wrong person at the wrong time, then it is a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, stupid lie by coach.
Yeah, it was stupid. I agree.
Did you hear his apology, and do you want to judge it for its sincerity?
Okay.
Because I think you're going to laugh at the very first sentence of the apology.
I can't wait to hear it.
I'm proud of Marvin for utilizing his platform to express his reaction to my comments in an earlier interview.
Because I'm a liar!
He's so proud he was called out.
Fuck you. Are you fucking kidding
me? Last Saturday evening, I sent a text to each player individually to present an opportunity for open communication with me. Many members of our team chose to respond and have had more in-depth conversations about issues and feelings. Marvin is right. It was a mistake to use the word every, particularly at this time. Words are important, and I'm sorry. Once again, I'm grateful for the opportunity I was given to speak to our team more in depth as a result of Marvin being willing to express his feelings.
Oh, you're so grateful.
And I will continue to communicate and work together to be part of the solution to making our world a better place for all. Oh, he said all! Oh, you said all. Coach is going to be in trouble for saying all now. That's not what we're talking about right now, Coach Norvell.
This is not.
So cooked.
This is not.
He's never going to coach a game at Florida State.
Okay, here's what's happening now. I feel that by doing this, well, I'll mention a couple other stories. Utah football suspended defense coordinator Morgan Scalley for a text message in 2013 that included a racial slur. A law firm will conduct a review to see if further details and determine if this was an isolated incident. So there you go, law firms doing these internal investigations. There's a lot of that going on. That's a good business to be in. Kim Kardashian should start a law firm that does internal investigations. Now, he said something to a player in 2008 that the guy said it burned him for 5 years. He didn't. I don't know exactly what he said, but he said he apologized to him in 2013, but he called it a half-ass apology. So, you know, it sounds like this guy has kind of an asshole, and maybe he's a racist. He's, of course, very sorry. Then Emily Ratajkowski. This is just so incredibly. This is just so ridiculous.
I laugh so hard.
She is, of course, the massive BLM supporter. She is the massive social justice warrior, and also the holder of a great ass and nice tits.
Yeah, so everyone, so we have to listen.
Constantly putting her cleavage out there, constantly putting her ass out, constantly in some state of undress, so all of us can see her from this angle, that angle, this angle. I mean, we've seen her.
I appreciate that she does that. It's very nice of her.
People seem to enjoy it, and she seems to make the paper almost every day. But it sounds to me like her husband, Sebastian Bear McLeod, who, by the way...
I hope you say what I think you're going to say.
He sent out his best wishes to the protesters, and he's a big BLM supporter. In fact, it's in his bio, BLM supporter or something like that. Anyway, he was called out for upon this being revealed for casually tossing the N-word around.
Oh, great guy!
And casually tossing the N-word around. I mean, that's if he said it once to someone or something. But someone came out and said. He uses the word all the time. It's like he's black. And then someone else came out. I mean, there were a few people that came into this to verify it. So he ends up saying, in the past few years, I've learned a lot about my privilege. Well, it seems like he didn't learn a lot in the last few years. He learned a lot in the last few minutes, maybe. As a man and as a white person in this country, owning our missteps is a crucial way of changing the world. Oh, so he's changing the world by owning his misstep?
If he says so.
That doesn't even sound like much of an apology. But so then I see someone else who was an influencer, but I didn't know her. I don't know if she's a friend of Emily Ratajkowski, but she said that he behaves perfectly around Emily.
Yeah, he's afraid of
losing.
Oh,
really?
That.
Emily has no idea that he casually tosses around the N-word. Really? I'm not believing that. I mean, do you believe that?
Well, I'm sure he's on his best behavior. He doesn't want to lose that ass.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But he's been tapping it regularly for quite a while.
Well, maybe it's good.
So are you telling me he doesn't fart in front of her, too?
It's really funny looking at her Instagram page because it's like nude, you know, not nude, but...
Let me fart in her face.
And then you get to, like, R.I.P. George Floyd. And then... provocative, and then a thing about how rioting is okay, and then provocative, his hand on her butt.
Oh, boy.
Just, okay, seems to be a lot of mixed messaging here.
Yeah.
To which I just think there's got to be guys with boners who are going through, Oh, yeah.
George Floyd, goddammit.
Oh, God, I can't beat off again to that.
Well, you know, as I read about all these people who are, you know, privately saying dumb things, or privately, well, these aren't all private. This guy's an interview with The Athletic. But I think people are going to just not really be themselves. They're just going to say the right things. And maybe they'll even do things that they don't believe into.
Well, the coach thing, that's just stupid.
I don't know.
It was a stupid thing for him to say to act like he's some.
But it's stupid to tweet it out. I don't get it. How can this girl be a friend of Jake
Fromm's? Are you saying two wrongs don't make a right?
I guess I am. No, I think all these people said something dumb. Jake Fromm, you know, it sounds like he's making a joke.
It sounds like he's
making
a
dumb
really
joke.
Dumb, bad joke, yeah.
Anyway, I think when people,
I'm not supporting him.
When people get this afraid, you know, look at Drew Brees, for example.
But he's learning.
Well, it's not just Drew Brees. It's a lot of people. I think people get real quiet. They just don't want to say anything. And I think I mentioned last week that I've noticed this trend with people contacting either through direct message or through email. This, don't use my name, but.
Yeah, because they don't want
to. Yeah, they have something to say, but. And
they don't want to be hit with.
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Okay.
Exactly. I just think you start getting a, you know, I don't know if it's a silent majority or if it's a silent minority, if it's a silent half or what it is, but people get real quiet. And then
it's one of the things Trump tweeted out, just silent majority.
That's right.
Well, he'd like it to be a silent majority.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if he wins.
If it's a silent 47%, it'll probably be enough. But I would say the best thing that would illustrate this to me was when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling and the fans were booing and everyone that wrote about it said, this is great. I support it. The media was way behind it. The players, of course, nobody would say anything. And then Trump comes out and says, you know what? I think it's bullshit. And then all of a sudden you find out that, oh yeah, a lot of people think it's bullshit, but people were booing it. People booed it at football games. So, I mean, it wasn't like, there was a narrative about that you could only like it and that it was only good and there was not a downside. And then someone says something and, you know, that's when Trump wins points, I think.
Being him?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
Jesus. So let's see who else. Who else got tattled on? There were a lot of people.
Well, Lea Michele. We have any? I mean, she is just. I feel bad for her now. I've come around full circle. What?
I don't feel bad for
what? She's been crying.
Oh, she's 7 months pregnant.
Read the.
And caught up in a storm of incredibly damning headlines.
The highlight.
She's had a real wake up call.
Is that a source?
Michelle friend.
Yeah, a nice friend.
Don't text a friend, Michelle. It's never easy to hear people speak about you this way. It's a total shock. Lea was a bitch to a lot of people who are now taking the opportunity to come forward, said one industry source who has worked with her. She may not be the nicest person, but she's not a racist, sexist, or transphobic.
Stupid bitch.
I would say she has behavioral issues she's dealing with.
Behavioral issues. Being an asshole.
Yeah, being a cunt to everyone
being rude.
In the world.
Yeah, that's a behavioral issue.
I'm just a cunt to everyone in my orbit. What's wrong with
that's
that?
That's a huge bitch.
Actor Dabier Snell.
Actors.
I don't know any of these people who are complaining, by the way. I have no idea who they are.
You fucking bitch!
There he is.
Dabier won a guest spot on Glee, and he told the Post that she had him banished from lunch on set.
I was invited to sit down with the rest of the cast members by Darren Criss and made to feel welcome. I knew Criss Colfer as well, so he was like, go ahead, come sit with us and chat. 5 to 10 minutes after we sat down and had a conversation, I was pulled aside by an assistant director and told one of the cast members did not want me to sit there because she felt I don't belong.
Ooh.
Well, you were a guest. I don't belong.
She does have a good point.
Who's you, son
of a bitch.
Who's this assistant director, by the way?
You know, one of the cast members tells you don't belong. Could you go eat out there?
That sucks for that person to have
I know,
to do that,
but it's just such... And this shit goes on all the time. I later found out it was Michelle who said that. Everybody else was cool. I couldn't tell Darren or Criss because they work with her and she has a lot of power.
And because I don't think they'd care.
It felt like if I said something, I probably wasn't going to be on the show. I just zipped my mouth and went back to my trailer and cried a bit. I won't lie.
Oh, that person got a trailer? For guest mode?
Who is Dabier Snow? Is that a girl or a guy? Dabier Snell?
You about to lose your job.
If she would have,
I think
told,
she should lose her job.
If she would have told Criss or Dan or who's the other guy?
I fucking find out. Darren or Criss.
Oh, Darren, Criss, yeah. He went to Michigan, by the way.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about
it? Darren or Criss.
That's what they would have said. No, the guy or the one guy. What's his name?
Dabier Snell.
No, the other guy, whatever. Who cares?
Dabier Snell. None of them. We don't know.
The one who played Kunanen.
Who is Dabier Snell? I'm looking up Dabier Snell just to see how important.
I don't know. Do you think that's got to be a guy, right?
It's a black dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
That's funny. I don't know why I was thinking Glee story. Was a very white show, but Glee was a very integrated show.
Incredibly
wasn't it?
Diverse. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
remember that.
So she told the sister, "Get that black guy the fuck out of here. He doesn't belong."
I mean, just look at the color of his skin.
Wait. Time out. Hold on. Wait. This guy cried?
Yeah. It's very sad.
Because he...
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
He thought it was racist, or he just thought she was...
He was mad because he was told he doesn't belong.
Okay.
The only winner in this is easily right? HelloFresh by getting rid of her right away. Does she have any other endorsement deals?
I hope so, so they can throw her out. Stardom went to her head, insider say, I guess at the Time 100 Gala in 2010.
This part's great.
Where Michelle was feted. She's in the Time 100? What? How easy is it to be in the Time? Was I in the Time 100 that year?
Nah, but you didn't play cassette in Les Mis on Broadway like she did.
Boy, what a lame year for the Time 100. I'm going to check. I wonder if I was in there and I never got my invite. I figured if Time was sending me anything, it was for a resubscribe. It was my fucking invitation to the Time 100. God damn it.
It comes in that same envelope with the window and your address. Admit you'll miss it.
The Post, told The Post, Leah was such a brat. When society photographer Patrick Mullen approached her to take a photo and asked her name, Michelle allegedly rolled her eyes and said, Sarah Palin.
nice.
How
one.
Dare you not know Leah Michelle?
What a bitch.
Laughing.
Good one.
All these god-awful people. Jesus.
I know. And this poor photographer just wants to, hey, I don't know who any of these 100 are. Can you just tell me what your name is?
I got to tell you.
Sarah Palin.
Finding out she's in the Time 100, I feel like, can anyone apply to be in the Time 100? Did everybody just forget to apply that year?
Oh, is it like, who's who?
McMullen said, no, really, tell me your name. To which she said, Taylor Swift. McMullen, according to New York Magazine, told her, good fuck one. You.
I love that part.
Fuck you.
Whoever's like, fuck off. I don't want to be doing this right now.
Oh, she was mean to hair and makeup people. They told the Post, what I saw was Michelle was mean, unfriendly. She was rude in a general sense. She would come in late all the time. She was not approachable.
I'm looking at the list. So it was 2010, right?
Yes.
What if you are on here?
I'm pretty sure I am. As for Michelle's next step, the second friend said, she's having a lot of anxiety, but she knows that she has to be held accountable for her behavior.
Oh, I'm sorry you have anxiety because you were such an asshole.
Well, you only caused everyone in your fucking world anxiety, bitch.
Here's some other people in that Time 100. Luis Ignacio Luva de Silva.
Okay, clearly anyone could apply. And apparently very few people got the word in 2010.
J.T. Wang? Who's J.T. Wang?
Never heard of him.
Anybody know who that Wanger is?
I have no idea.
Admiral Mike Mullen, I've heard that name. Barack Obama. Ron Bloom?
Nobody knows him.
Yokoyo Hotoyama?
He's on 90 Day Fiancé, I think. Pretty sure.
Nancy Pelosi, Sarah Palin.
Nancy Pelosi,
Glenn
really?
Beck.
What did Nancy Pelosi do that year that was so special? Hasn't she been in there like 80 times already?
I guess she became speaker that year.
Okay.
Do you want to know? Let's see. Who's J.T. Wang?
Look at those mornings in Knoxville.
He's the CEO of Taiwanese PC maker Acer. So Acer Computers. There's a whole list of people on here. Oh, this is the section of leaders. The next section is heroes, which include Bill Clinton and Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson.
And Temple Grandin.
Oh, my God.
Mother. Wasn't that her big line?
Yes.
And Ben Stiller is in the heroes category. So is Jet Li.
Ben Stiller's a hero?
Yeah. Oh, no, there's a whole list of artists.
Have you seen Greenberg?
Yeah, that's Ben Stiller. It's good.
I kind of enjoyed it.
But yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny, actually, because he's so... I mean, I know people like this now who are constantly talking about, it's probably her OCD and, Oh, my God. He was really annoying, but it was making me laugh after a while. Plus, they used Uncle Albert in the movie. I kind of like that.
That is Noah Baumbach, because I think he doesn't. Didn't he do Squid and Whale? I thought maybe not. It might be confusing him.
As for Michelle's
it's
next,
a lot of, it's very similar to that movie. I thought serious yet funny.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I agree. She's having a lot of anxiety, but she knows she has to be held accountable. She is listening. She hears what everyone says and wants to apologize.
And then immediately dismisses it.
She wants to handle things responsibly. Yeah, apologize. And then fucking curse for the next hour straight.
And probably break something because she's 7 months pregnant.
Oh, God. And she's going to just birth this beast. Oh, what a beast is coming out of her.
I was looking at HelloFresh's Twitter page just to see if they made public comment about it. And I don't see any public comment, but they do have a public comment about the protest right now. So they don't tolerate racism.
Okay, just finishing up the idiots and tattletales.
Sure.
Gabe Escobar, attending Temple University next fall. Until the admissions office hears from some of the people who saw the 1,000 retweets of Gabe Escobar's Instagram post from 2017 when he was 15 years old.
Boy, what did he post?
15 years old.
This better be horrific. Okay. Did he murder someone in it?
No. Okay, first of all, he has Black Lives Matter in his bio. So he...
Yeah, now!
He claims that he had a post where he said, I just saw an N-word with a leaf blower, and I dead-ass thought it was a bazooka or some shit, and I was about to call the cops. He's trying to be funny.
Apparently, this guy's a huge deal on TikTok, like millions of followers.
Oh, really?
He
good.
He does?
Then I want him canceled. Mm-hmm. I want them all canceled.
Was that on TikTok? Or no, that wasn't a video. That was just a post. He apologized. He was 15 when he did this in 2017. This guy is a big influencer?
Yep. He sure is.
Well, not anymore. So will Temple, will they block him from going there now?
I saw this everywhere. I saw this not just TikTok stars, but I'm telling you, I saw people who are in various programs on various universities. I even saw people that we know calling for people to be expelled from the colleges that they attend.
Who? Oh, well, I think I have an idea. Well, yeah, because that college had a... That picture is pretty bad, though.
What are we talking about?
Well, who do you know that's in college?
In college?
Yes.
Joey Zuber.
Well, who else do you know that's in college? Like living on campus. I'll just write it down.
Who do I know in college? Christopher Clayton told on Gabe Escobar, by the way. And
this person.
Oh, that person. Oh,
what,
that person.
What happened
okay,
there
I know,
was
I know,
pretty
I,
bad,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. So I'm getting to that. Okay, so Christopher Clayton, who told on him and posted, said, do you think you would have apologized if this hadn't surfaced? Absolutely not! So this guy's an incoming freshman at Temple. He put the admissions office phone number up there with it. So everybody call the Temple admissions office and tell them to get this guy the fuck out of school.
Oh, you know who I feel bad for there? The person answering the phone.
I know, exactly.
They better be ready at 8 o'clock tomorrow.
And then Jimmy Frias, this guy, this is another guy.
I should be back in school.
Who thought he was really funny. He ragged on the riots, and he ragged on the medical people protesting, saying that...
Good one. That they should have
to sleep at the hospital because they're, they were probably carrying it around everywhere, and now they've been to the protests and the riots and blah, blah. It was just dumb, and he thought he was so funny. Anyway, he is he's an MSP major at Temple, and the person who posted said, okay, Twitter, do your thing.
Wait, Temple again? Oh,
yeah, Temple
boy.
Again.
That person's going to be fielding so many phone calls.
But I love this. Twitter, do your thing, which is like basically ruin his life.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
And then Alana Fuchs from Butler U. And I wondered if maybe somebody we knew anything about
Fuchs,
Alana.
Huh? I thought maybe it was Alana Fuchs.
She was.
She does that too.
Fuchs.
Hot.
She is hot.
Oh, really?
Her friend's hot too in the picture.
Oh, nice like a racist, you guys. You're complicit.
I guess I am. If thinking she's hot, it makes me complicit. I guess I'm complicit.
I am. Now you're being misogynistic too.
She and her girlfriend are they've got their arms over this. It looks like a closet or something. Like a,
I think it's a loft.
No, is that what it is? Like an entrance to a basement.
And it's got a little sign that says "No N words allowed." It uses Z in N words at the end of instead of S Z. And so anyway, this comes out, I guess, last year, and she's kicked out of her school. She's suspended from her previous college for this picture, and now she's at Butler University, and pictures resurfaced, and people are demanding she be thrown out of Butler now.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
The worst school ever. I mean, doesn't anything cool ever happen here?
Do you think Kennedy's involved in throwing her out?
Maybe. Could be.
We'll have to call Kennedy and find out details about this one. I mean, honest to God, what?
Well, what? In all seriousness.
Are people supposed to be? Some people are just not perfect. And they make mistakes, and they say dumb things, and now things are recorded. Can't we try to maybe get some understanding between people instead of just going, go on Twitter, do your thing?
I mean, what good does that do? Yes, it's pretty stupid to have that picture.
It over-punishes them. So in other words, for that infraction, which is not a huge infraction, it's wrong.
For society, what good does that do? For that person,
it overpunishes them. It's an overreaction. So no, everybody gets a big. It's like somebody punches you, so you punch him four times.
Doesn't make it any better.
By the way, the black cop that punched the mentally ill lady from behind when she punched his white cop friend, he got kicked off.
Really?
Yeah, he got booted. Oh. I thought it was a little much, honestly.
I'm glad he did.
You know what? You know what? I honestly said at the time because I was thinking about
his partner,
it later
man.
When I saw that he was fired. Or suspended. Hopefully he was suspended because I didn't think it was that bad. I thought, well, he should have just grabbed her. And
well,
anyway,
I'm sure he's not trained to sucker punch, but I don't care that he did. I'm glad he punched that person.
I watched it over again. He tried to grab her, and she was just squirrely as hell. So he hit her before she hit his partner again. I don't know. I had mixed feelings about that.
Did you see the other outing of Derek Chauvin, you know, the cop?
Yes, he
murdered George Floyd.
He's been told on too for voting in 2016 and 2018 in Florida.
Do we know this is the same guy?
I don't know.
It's just some
who
guy.
Fucking that... knows. I mean, honest to God, the tattled people.
The guy
just
who
love
the guy who announced it is running for office down there too, and it was pointed out that he has zero followers on Twitter. It was pointed out. It's like, well, wait, how did anybody know about this? It's because he sent a letter to the whoever, the Secretary of State down there.
Okay, so some interesting numbers in some polls. 80% people feel the country is out of control. I don't know what that means exactly.
Well, that's the problem with the question.
Yeah, but it's an interesting question, and I'm not surprised they're answering it that way. Biden led Trump in this poll, which is an NBC Wall Street Journal. It's a pretty strong poll. I mean, it's not like this is some, you know, some crazy conservative or liberal place. Biden leads Trump 49-42, which I thought was really only 7%. That seems low. I mean, he's down 53-41 in Michigan.
Yeah.
Biden doubled his lead on him in the last 2 months, I think.
Yeah, it was 6 points in January.
That's right. And Gretchen Whitmer was up to 55% positive. And that was up from, was it 50 or 48 or something? I can't remember exactly. But anyway.
Now, in March and August of 2016, the same polling company had Clinton leading Trump by 10 points.
Well, I saw that. And that's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because 10 points sounds insurmountable almost.
So the only difference from the article I read is that they're now telling you like how many of these calls were cell phone participation.
Oh.
Because apparently very few. That's where they messed up in the Democrat primary with because remember Bernie won Michigan in 2016?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they openly admit, oh, we were all landline because nobody has a fucking landline anymore.
No.
But now they pointed out that this new poll is 40% cell phone participation, which honestly seems about 60% too low. But
well, you know, I don't know. You know. A lot of these polls, I just never know what to think. This poll said Trump's approval rating is 45%, and I found that really hard to believe because it seems like he's just been off on a lot of stuff lately.
That's right.
It's important stuff.
The other side of that coin, though, is what is the disapproval percentage, because most people don't have a feeling anyway.
You know, it's funny. They used to say, if your disapproval rating is over, you're finished. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that anymore, because you know what they pointed out here? Okay, there's another thing I want to throw in while I'm mentioning numbers. 58% said they supported using the military against the protests/riots. Now, I was shocked.
I'm shocked.
Absolutely shocked to see that number, because honestly, if you watch TV, you'll see so many people on TV saying, oh my God, this is crazy. And that he shouldn't do it.
It is
crazy. The military is very uncomfortable with it. And the military leaders don't want to do it. And on and on and on. And yet, somehow, for some reason, I guess people are so bothered watching what's happening, they want it fucking ended. But then, more worried about police or protesters. 59% said police. So 41% said protesters.
That's really high, too.
Yeah, that's a high number. Positive opinion of candidate. Trump leads Biden 40-37. Very positive about candidate. Trump leads Biden 29-17. So Biden is simply a person to displace Trump.
Yeah. Yep.
Negative. 51%.
He's not the greatest candidate.
No,
like,
he's not.
Just like 2016. And all of this feels very familiar.
It does a little bit.
Plus Trump is the incumbent now.
However, we've had Trump. People know Trump as a president. We only knew him as
a
candidate.
Would all this be
before.
Happening if I had been elected president?
The problem is that the incumbent usually does. It's usually an advantage, and this time it might be a disadvantage.
Okay. Listen to this. The perception of the economy in this poll, and they didn't give exact numbers, but they said the perception of the economy was that it is the worst it's been since Obama's first term. So that has to hurt Trump. It has to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, you know, there are signs that the economy is rallying. If it looks like it's coming gangbusters in a couple months, which I don't know that it will, but it might help him. Negative. 51% are negative. You want to hit the outro? I can get all this in over the outro. Negative. 51% are negative about Trump. 38% are negative about Biden. Very negative. 45%. So of the 51% that are negative on Trump, 45% are very negative. So you either like 45. Him or you don't. You either like him or you don't. 26% are negative about Biden. Fear of getting coronavirus is down 10% in 1 month. I thought that was significant.
Yeah. Well, it should be less than now. The spread has slowed.
I think there's a lot of reasons for it, but whatever. 55% said they want a president that will compromise. 35% said they prefer someone who promises bigger and bolder changes.
MAGA.
So I don't know who that helps. Although Trump is not a great compromiser.
Is he a compromiser at all?
Let me see. I'll think of something if I think long enough.
Wrong.
Maybe I'll come up with something before the show tomorrow. Yeah, well, you know, 55% want someone to compromise. What's Trump at 45%?
He compromised on the wall a little bit, didn't he? He wanted
shut the government down for 5 weeks.
Yeah, but didn't he want 9 million or 10 billion?
He built a wall around the White House.
Oh my God, I could not stop laughing at the whole hashtag Bunker Boy and hashtag Baby Gate.
He just went down there to inspect it. It was a yearly inspection, for Christ's sake.
He said he went down there to inspect the bunker 2.5 times, to which I was like, a half a time? How do you go someplace a half? You either go or you don't go.
Just walk down the stairs and take a quick gander.
Then you didn't go.
Remind me to hit Holiday Market tomorrow. I got to talk about this crazy, crazy local story. And we'll see ya!
Why are you detaining me? You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job because you are detaining me for nothing. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance. You about to lose your job. Thank you. you about to. Because you ain't got no reason.